Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, it finally happened. Kamala Harris did a sit-down interview for all of, get this, she talked for 16 minutes. 16. It was huge. We'll get into all the details of this massive moment in American political history and what it means for a vibe shift in the election. But let me remind you, we're giving you like real-time updates on all this sort of stuff. Last night, put out a video reacting in real time to what was going on with the interview. You'll get those kinds of updates every step of the way through the end of the election and beyond. When you become a Daily Wire Plus member, you can get 40% off new annual Daily Wire Plus memberships during our Labor Day sale. Head on over to dailywire.com/subscribe. Use code LABOR40 at checkout. Unlock on-demand access to our uncensored daily shows, groundbreaking documentaries, live news, in-depth election coverage. Join us as we fight the left and build the future. Frankly, your membership allows us to bring you all these sorts of updates and all the rest of it. Again, go to dailywire.com/subscribe. Use code LABOR40 at checkout for 40% off that new annual Daily Wire Plus membership for Labor Day. Okay, so let me begin with the state of the race. I always begin with the state of the race because you can't really gauge a success or a failure at any political moment in time unless you know the backdrop. So the backdrop is this. This race remains a dead heat. According to a brand new Wall Street Journal poll, Kamala Harris is now at 48%. Donald Trump is at 47%. Just head-to-head, no third-party candidates, she's up 47 to 45. However, the margin of error is plus or minus 2.5 percentage points. And remember, when they say that the margin of error is 2.5 percentage points, they mean that if Kamala Harris is at 47%, she could be at 49.5, and she could also be at 44.5. So in other words, you have no idea who's leading this race. This thing is a dead heat. It also happens to be the case that we're in a dead heat in all of the major swing states at this point, and that now has expanded to include places like North Carolina and Georgia. So we have a dead heat. We have not yet had a debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. And there's been a hue and cry from people like me for 40 days that Kamala Harris has answered zero difficult questions. So last night, at long last, she finally sat down. And are we going to move? See, here's the thing about that interview. Dana Bash, who's the interviewer for CNN, did a horrifyingly bad job. She would ask a somewhat difficult question to Kamala Harris, and then Kamala Harris would wriggle her way out of the question. And then Dana Bash would be one question away from just poking her, and Kamala Harris could have been flying off the cliff because the thing she was saying made no sense. One little prod, and Kamala Harris is a bug on the windshield somewhere. Dana Bash knew that, so she wasn't going to do that. So instead, she started feeding her answers. She started avoiding the follow-ups that would have hurt her. So Dana Bash did not do her job last night. That is not a giant shock. Also worth noting, this interview was a grand total of 26 minutes, 27 minutes. Kamala Harris talked for 16 of them. One 16-minute interview is not going to do it. It is not going to do it for Kamala Harris. Not only that, the aesthetics of the interview were awful. You just put up a screen cap of the interview, any of these clips, just any screen cap from all three of them, please. There we go. So here you can see what this interview looked like. It looks like trash. Apparently, they did this in a cafe. They wanted to do it with people sitting around, but the problem was they had safety protocols, so they couldn't do that. So instead, they emptied out the cafe. So as my friend Matt Walsh says, they looked like they were doing this from the inside of a small-town airport waiting because there was a flight delay. Not only that, this thing was staged poorly. Tim Walz is taller than Kamala Harris. She's not a very tall woman. She looks like he has brought her to the principal's office. That's what he looks like. I tweeted out that it looks like she brought her dad to the McDonald's interview. That's what this image looks like. It is a bad look. It is poorly lit. It is dark. It is weirdly grained of all color. So it looks almost grayscale, this interview, because of the lighting. Tim Walz is in the foreground. Kamala Harris is in the background, which makes her look even smaller than she normally is. And you've got Dana Bash in profile. So it's a very, very weird aesthetic. It's not flattering to Kamala. Kamala Harris requires the flattering camera shot. She does, just aesthetically speaking. She requires the upshot. And she needs to look taller than she is. She requires bright colors around her because that makes her look vibrant and filled with joy. You put her in a black and white movie at an abandoned coffee shop in Georgia, and what she looks like is a middle manager at a bank that is never going to make upper management because she's not qualified, and who brought her dad to an interview. That's what it looked like. So it's a bad look. Right off the bat, bad look. She then happened to not be good. The big takeaways from this interview are a few. One, Kamala Harris is now attempting to obscure every policy position she ever took. She's now attempting to pretend that she didn't believe any of the things she said back in 2019. She's running to the middle by lying to you. So that is the most important thing. And she should be called on those lies. Dana Bash did it like a little bit last night, but not nearly enough. It's up to Donald Trump and his campaign to do that, particularly in the September 10th debate. All those lines of attack are wide open. Kamala Harris has shifted virtually every position she ever held, and she has explained zero of those shifts. So that's point number one. Point number two, you get her off the teleprompter, even in a friendly interview like this, she's a disaster area. Truly bad. Wandering all over the landscape in search of an idea. Filling the time with bromidic platitudes. Like, when we think about the significance of, she does the same trick that you did when you were in fifth grade, and the teacher asked you a prompt on an essay question, and you repeated the essay question as the beginning of your essay. So your teacher would ask you about Tom Sawyer. Why did Tom Sawyer get his friends to paint the fence? The importance of Tom Sawyer getting his friends to paint the fence. That's what she does whenever she needs to stall for time. That is her shtick. And she does it all the time. And it comes off truly poorly. She was incapable of answering very simple, basic softball questions in a convincing way. She looked incredibly nervous. Throughout the interview, her affect was very, very nervous. She did not look comfortable. She does not look comfortable with Tim Walz. They do not look like they have an amazing dual dynamic unless they're actually on the move and bopping about town. The minute they sit down and have to talk about policy, she looks like a person who should never be elevated again above middle management. She does not have natural leadership quality. She's not sitting there confidently telling you her positions. She looks as though she's filing through very slowly because she's not all that bright. The note cards in her head, looking for what she needs to say about a thing. Because even she doesn't know what she believes about the thing. And Tim Walz doesn't know what she believes about the thing. So just the kind of general affect. Off-putting. Awkward. Sort of strange. Didn't feel particularly like a joyous inauguration. Queen K here, she was gone. There was no Kamala Harris, Empress of Politics here. This was Kamala Harris, mid-level small-town mayor. That's what this felt like. And that's putting aside all the lies and all the prevarications and Dana Bash not following up and Tim Walz doing his best used car salesman routine. It was a bad performance. Now, is it going to be an overwhelming bad reaction to Kamala Harris's performance? No. Because we set the bar in American politics so low that if she didn't physically crap her pants like Joe Biden had been doing, then this meant that she was some sort of apotheosis of articulateness. But in reality, it was not good. And you can feel the vibe shift. And this is the thing. If Kamala Harris's campaign is all about vibes, if it's all about the dancing, and if it's all about the cooking, and if it's all about her getting Doritos, if it's all about that, then Kamala Harris is in good shape. If, for just one single solitary second, the joy is drained, and what you actually feel like is that you're at the DMV with a person who's not particularly good at her job, she has a serious problem on her hands, and that's what it felt like last night. You couldn't watch that and feel joy. You couldn't. The entire campaign has been built around joy. There is nothing joyous about this interview. She looks like she doesn't want to be there. Tim Walz looks like he doesn't want to be there. Dana Bash looks like she wants to be there, but has no idea what to ask. Because Dana Bash knows she's got to catch 22. If she pushes Harris too hard and Harris loses, Dana Bash will then be blamed for Harris losing. If she doesn't push her enough, then people like me will say truthfully, Dana did not do her job last night. Which she did not. So now let's get to the actual interview. Remember, Dana Bash was selected for this interview specifically because she's very friendly to the Harris-Walz campaign. There's a reason they didn't do this interview with a far bigger audience with, like, Lester Holt. But the networks get way bigger numbers than CNN. CNN has awful numbers, generally speaking. But they chose Dana Bash because they knew they were going to get some softball questions. So this thing leads off, and Dana Bash starts by praising the campaign bus outside and the effort. Kamala Harris has been told by her handlers, by the way, not to laugh ever. Like, don't laugh. Make sure no one wants to hear the cackle. Try to keep it hemmed in. And so she does read stage directions. I will say this for Kamala Harris. She's not a good actress, but she's workmanlike in fulfilling the stage directions. So if the order is don't laugh, then she doesn't. Instead, she kind of awkwardly grins and pretends joy. But there is no joy here. There was no joy in Mudville. Here was the beginning of the interview.
Madam Vice President, Governor Walz, thank you so much for sitting down with me and bringing the bus. The bus tour is well underway here in Georgia.
Oh, we're so happy. And Tim Walz, there's the happy corgi. I see the media got very angry at my corgi metaphor yesterday. Yes, folks, it's a metaphor and a joke. I'm sorry that you don't like metaphors and jokes about the Minnesota corgi, who, by the way, proved that he is an idiot last night, as we will demonstrate. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, Israel is maybe the only country I've ever heard of that is continually called upon to fight for its own existence. In a situation like this, it's especially important to know who your friends are. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and its hundreds of thousands of Christian and Jewish supporters are such friends. For more than 40 years, the fellowship has been working to alleviate poverty and provide security both in Israel and in Jewish communities around the world. They've helped hundreds of thousands of Jews from around the world make aliyah to their biblical homeland. That's why I've partnered with the fellowship. Both in times of crisis and every day, they are there on the ground efficiently and effectively delivering aid when people need it most. Please consider making a life-saving donation today. Thanks to a generous IFCJ supporter, your gifts will be matched, doubling your impact in the Holy Land. To give to IFCJ, visit benforthefellowship.org. That's benforthefellowship.org. God bless and thank you, benforthefellowship.org. All right, coming up, we get into Dana Bash's questions for Kamala Harris. They're not amazing. This is Ben Shapiro Show.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-242-7565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Dana Bash asked Kamala Harris questions. Sometimes, Dana Bash, her first question was, what are you going to do day one? Now, this is legitimately the easiest question in American politics. If you have spent any amount of time in American politics, and you've ever thought about running for president or what you would do as president, the first thing you think is, what would I do day one? You could have asked Joe Biden this question anytime in 2020, and he would have listed off a bunch of things. Donald Trump can tell you today, what would he do on the very first day? This is the most predictable, obvious, and easy question. And all Kamala Harris has to say about this question is, I would close the border. The problem for her is that she's the current vice president of the United States. So anything she says that is an executive policy shift is an inherent rebuke of the current president, who is her boss, even though he's dead. And that's the problem for her. If she says, I'm going to do all these world-beating changes day one, the follow-up from Dana could theoretically be, so why don't you do them now? As we'll see, she did actually ask that question a little bit later on in the interview. So Kamala Harris, the problem for her is that she actually hasn't thought about these things, like, at all. Kamala Harris is simply an empty vessel doing whatever the party machine says she ought to do at any given time. That means in 2019, she's anti-fracking, and today, she loves fracking. It means that in 2019, she was open borders, and today, she's a border hawk. Kamala Harris is a fresh coat of paint on a turd. That's all she is. The machine is the turd. Kamala Harris is the fresh coat of paint. That's it. So, she's asked by Dana Bash here, what are you going to do day one? And she proceeds to start chopping that word salad. Kamala Harris, she loves to cook. And when we say she likes to cook, what we mean is she gets out the words, she gets out the machete, and she goes to town. Here we go.
You have less time to make your case to voters than any candidate in modern American history. The voters are really eager to hear what your plans are. If you are elected, what would you do on day one in the White House?
Well, there are a number of things. I will tell you, first and foremost, one of my highest priorities is to do what we can to support and strengthen the middle class. When I look at the aspirations, the goals, the ambitions of the American people.
There's the word salad. Aspirations, goals,
that,
ambitions. Wow.
People are ready for a new way forward.
A new way forward. Oh, platitudes.
In a way that generations of Americans have been fueled by hope and by optimism.
Hope and optimism.
I think, sadly, in the last decade, we have had in the former president someone who has really been pushing an agenda and an environment that is about diminishing the character and the strength of who we are as Americans.
Okay, that is an objectively awful answer. That's an objectively terrible answer. Let me remind you, the actual question was, if you are elected, what would you do on day one in the White House? And I want to break this down for a second, because it is everything. It is who Kamala Harris is as a human and as a politician. She said, well, there are a number of things. Hey, now, when you say there are a number of things, what you would expect is now a list of executive actions you would take on the very first day. And that's what Joe Biden did. He came into office and he signed 100,000 executive orders, completely overturning, say, a safe border, for example, or achieving equity inside various administrative agencies. She says, I'm gonna do a number of things. What are those things, Kamala? Well, I will tell you first and foremost, one of my highest priorities is to do what we can. Hey, that entire phrase means nothing. You just take it and trash it. It means literally nothing. It is just her vamping for time. That is all. It's just crap. So she could have just said, well, there are a number of things. Support and strengthen the middle class. But support and strengthen the middle class isn't something you can do on day one. Is there an executive order that says support and strengthen the middle class? If so, I think we should all sign it. I mean, that would be quite magical. That's not an actual thing you can do on day one, because that's nothing. It's nothing. She follows up that nothing burger with this nothing burger. When I look at the aspirations, the goals, the ambitions of the American people, again, totally meaningless phrase, totally. When I look at the goals, aspirations, achievements, wants, needs, desires of the American, just gets out that Roger's thesaurus and starts going right through it. I think people are ready for a new way forward. Oh, my gosh, as opposed to a new way backward, of course. A new way forward. In a way that generations of Americans have been fueled by hope and by optimism. Okay, we are now a full paragraph deep, and she has said zero things. She is the candidate of nothing. She is the candidate of emptiness. Boo! Boo! The queen of slime. She, it's just awful. It's just awful stuff. It's just crap. And then she says, I think sadly, at least in the last decade, we've had in the former president someone who's really been pushing an agenda on an environment. Okay, now, I'm just going to point out, the last decade, that's a period of time. And as we all know from Kamala Harris, she thinks a lot about the significance of the passage of time. She has all these verbal crutches. Significance is a big one. Time is another big one. Okay, but she says that the last decade has been the real problem. Now, again, I may not be a mathematician, folks, but it is the year 2024. The last decade, thus, began, if you're going to go back 10 years, in 2014. The president in 2014 was a man named Barack Obama. Barack Obama was president in 2014, 2015, and 2016. That's 3 years. Then Donald Trump was president for 4 years. And then Joe Biden has been president for 3.5 years. So, of the last decade, a majority of it, Democrats ran the place. So she's like, the last decade was really bad. I'm sorry, you're the sitting vice president of the United States. That's your fault. It's your fault. Now, later, Dana Bash will ask her about that, and she will completely explode. Like, the gears will stop clicking, and they'll start slipping, and it'll be a real problem for her. But that is her initial answer. Again, the question was, what will you do day one? And she proceeds to vomit nothing, just dry heave up a bunch of gobbledygook. And then Dana Bash has to follow up, and she's like, so I'm just going to reiterate, what do you want to do, like, day one? And she's like, would you like some more dry heaving? Let's do it.
So what would you do day one?
Day one, it's going to be about, one, implementing my plan for what I call an opportunity economy.
Oh, what you call an opportunity economy.
I already laid out a number of proposals in that regard, which include what we're going to do to bring down the cost of everyday goods, what we're going to do to invest in America's small businesses, what we're going to do
another paragraph of nothing.
In families, for example, extending the child tax credit to $6,000 for families for the first year of their child's life to help them buy a car seat, to help them buy baby clothes, a crib. There's the work that we're going to do that is about investing in the American family around affordable housing, a big issue in our country right now. So there are a number of things on day one.
So literally the only proposal that's concrete that she makes there is to extend the child tax credit to $6,000. Which is effectively a welfare scheme. I mean, that is what she wants to do, is give more money to people. By the way, it's not earmarked for their spending. She's going to throw money at people. Okay, that's the one thing she says. So we're now, you know, several minutes into this interview, and she has said pretty much nothing. That is just the beginning. It gets worse from here. So Dana Bash asks her about the opportunity economy. Here is where this goes.
You call it the opportunity economy. You are well aware that right now many Americans are struggling. There's a crisis of affordability.
Yeah.
One of your campaign themes is we're not going back. But I wonder what you say to voters who do want to go back when it comes to the economy specifically, because their groceries were less expensive, housing was more affordable when Donald Trump was president.
Well, let's start with the fact that when Joe Biden and I came in office, during the height of a pandemic, we saw over 10 million jobs were lost. Literally, we were all tracking the numbers. Hundreds of people a day were dying because of COVID. The economy had crashed.
Actually, the economy is in recovery.
In large part, all of that because of mismanagement by Donald Trump of that crisis.
More people died of COVID under her.
When we came in, our highest priority was to do what we could to rescue America, and today we know that we have inflation at under 3%.
Pause it there. Okay, so I want to point out right here, this is where Dana Bash should jump in and say, Donald Trump's inflation rate when he left office was 1.4%. Your inflation rate today is 3%. The Federal Reserve shoots for 2%. You've had 40-year highs in inflation. Right? That should be the follow-up. The follow-up should be, you say you now brought it down below 3%. Well, congratulations. All groceries are now 20 to 25% higher than they were when you took office. So how about that? But, of course, there was no follow-up along these lines.
A lot of our policies have led to the reality that America recovered faster than any wealthy nation around the world. But you are right. Prices, in particular for groceries, are still too high. The American people know it. I know it. Which is why my agenda includes what we need to do to bring down the price of groceries. For example, dealing with an issue like price gouging. What we need to do to extend the child tax credit to help young families be able to take care of their children in their most formative years. What we need to do to bring down the cost of housing.
Okay, so this is where Dana Bash theoretically should dig in, right? She should say to her, okay, let's talk about price gouging. Do you really believe that food is too expensive because the people over at Kroger's are just really, really great. Is that your proposal? Is that your thing? But no, is there any digging? Of course not. Alrighty, coming up, Dan Bash actually asked a pretty good question to Kamala Harris. So you keep saying you're going to do all this stuff. Why didn't you? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
The Reading Sash Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I want the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Kamala Harris was asked not very many harsh questions last night, but she was asked one by Dana Bash, which was, you're the vice president. Why don't you do the things you talk about all the time? Half marks to Dana Bash here. She says, I noticed that you're talking about a lot of the things that you want to do. You've been vice president for 3.5 years. Why don't you do any of them?
You have been vice president for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
The steps that you're talking about now, why haven't you done them already?
Well, first of all, we have to recover as an economy, and we have done that. I'm very proud of the work that we have done that has brought inflation down to less than 3%. The work that we have done to cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month for seniors. Donald Trump said he was going to do a number of things, including allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices. Never happened. We did it.
So Bash follows up, and she says, so are you saying Bidenomics is a success? And again, these are all things that Kamala Harris should have answers to, and she doesn't. Because if she says Bidenomics is a success, that is a campaign commercial. And if she says Bidenomics is not a success, that's a campaign commercial. So instead, she filibusters.
You maintain Bidenomics is a success.
I maintain that when we do the work of bringing down prescription medication for the American people, including capping the cost of the annual cost of prescription medication for seniors at $2,000, when we do what we did.
Okay, and then she just word salads this thing. Okay, so. Again, do you get the feeling from her this is a woman who is confident in her ability to handle crisis? This is a person who is solid in her belief system? Is that what you got? I don't get that. I don't feel any of this. By the way, Tim Walz has spoken almost no words at this point, which means she brought him along, again, as her emotional support animal. He's just sitting there the whole time, doing nothing, looking big and white and Midwestern. That's literally his job. He's just sitting there doing that the whole time. It's super strange. It's real weird. Now, the real reason that she brought Tim Walz there, not just because he's an emotional support animal and because she was hoping that he would eat up some time if things started to get a little bit dicey, but also because she is hoping that having appeared now with Tim Walz, she can avoid all further interviews until after the debate. That's going to be the outcome of this. She will not do another major, quote-unquote, adversarial interview for another 2 weeks. She's going to wait until the ballots start going out, and she's going to count on the American people being stupid enough to be willing to gamble on her, despite the fact that she's a liar about everything and has shifted all of her positions. That was the whole goal. Just get this thing off the table without a major boo-boo. There were some somewhat major boo-boos, as we'll get to in a moment, but the biggest boo-boo of all is that the veneer is off. The finish is off. This shiny, brand-new object has been dented, not by Dana Bash, but by Kamala Harris herself, who's not good at this. So, perhaps the most damaging segment of this interview is where Dana Bash asked, you know, when you were in Congress, you supported the Green New Deal and you wanted to ban fracking. So what changed for you?
When you were in Congress, you supported the Green New Deal. And in 2019, you said, quote, there is no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. Fracking, as you know, is a pretty big issue, particularly in your must-win state of Pennsylvania.
Sure.
Do you still want to ban fracking?
No, and I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020 that I would not ban fracking. As vice president, I did not ban fracking. As president, I will not ban fracking.
In 2019, I believe, in a town hall, you said you were asked, would you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking on your first day in office? And you said, there's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yes. So it changed in that campaign?
In 2020, I made very clear where I stand. We are in 2024, and I've not changed that position, nor will I going forward. I kept my word, and I will keep my word. Let's be clear. My values have not changed. I believe it is very important that we take seriously what we must do to guard against what is a clear crisis in terms of the climate. And to do that, we can do what we have accomplished thus far.
Okay, that's enough of this nonsense. So, there's a lot to unpack here. She's asked about the fact that she used to want to ban fracking in 2019. So first she lies and says that she reversed her position in 2020. She didn't. She repeated Joe Biden's position in 2020. She was the vice presidential nominee at that time. At no point in her presidential campaign, before she stepped out, did she ever reverse her position on fracking. So she's lying. In 2020, she was then Joe Biden's VP. And she said Joe Biden does not support a ban on fracking, which is true, because Joe Biden is less of an idiot than Kamala Harris, even in his state of dementia. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
Growing up in the 90s, I never thought much about race.
What's happening in this country, it's Nazism. Republicans are Nazis.
I'm going to sort this out. I need to go deeper undercover. They don't say
I'm racist. Joining us now is Matt, certified DEI expert.
Here's my certification.
What's up with white people? What are you doing to decenter your whiteness?
Who's making it the center? Why are they doing that?
And what you're doing is you're stretching out of your whiteness. This is more for you and less for you.
They gonna say you racist.
Am I racist? Rated PG-13. Buy tickets now.
So she lies about her own position. Then she says, and I've not changed my position since. And then she says, my values haven't changed. This is all an internal contradiction. Logically, you can't say my values never changed, but my policies changed. But now you should believe me because they never changed. It's utterly unworkable. Totally unworkable. So then, Dana Bash starts actually trying to feed her the answers. She says, was there some sort of, you know, policy thing that made you change? Like, what made you change? Maybe you changed because, you know, you saw new data. Or maybe you changed because you evolved. Like, Dana Bash is so upset with how this is going that she starts feeding her multiple choice answers.
Was there some policy or scientific data that you saw that you said, oh, okay, I get it now?
What I have seen is that we can grow and we can increase a thriving clean energy economy without banning fracking.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that you repeated the answer you just gave her back to you. That's exciting. Have you seen some new data? Yes, in fact, I have. Look at how she has to think about every single word coming out of her mouth. There's nothing naturalistic about Kamala Harris's politics. Nothing. You could not wake her up at 3 a.m. and ask her position. You couldn't. You could for anyone who watches politics. If you woke me up at 3 a.m. and asked my position on abortion, I actually could give it to you. If you woke Kamala Harris at 3 a.m. and said, what do you believe about fracking today? She would immediately have to fire off an angry letter to her inferiors, trying to have them explain what is the best position she should take at this very moment. Pathetic, pathetic stuff. Again. She is not primetime ready. She's not. She is an actor who can act in front of a camera when given lines, when given a teleprompter, and when given stage directions. And when she is not given that, she is toast. She has a major, major problem. And then Dana Bash gets to her border czar job. Now, Dana Bash never asked her about being border czar because there's been an order put down, presumably at CNN. You must never say border czar because that might mean she's in charge of the border policy. And Harris then defends her work on the border and blames Donald Trump for the border. This dog ain't gonna hunt, folks. This is weak tea.
As vice president, you were tasked with addressing the root causes of migration in southern countries and
northern part of Central America.
The northern part of Central America that deals with, that affects the southern border of the U.S. Mm-hmm. During the Biden-Harris administration, there were record numbers of illegal border crossings. Why did the Biden-Harris administration wait 3.5 years to implement sweeping asylum restrictions?
Well, first of all, the root causes work that I did as vice president, that I was asked to do by the president, has actually resulted in a number of benefits, including historic investments by American businesses in that region. The number of immigrants coming from that region has actually reduced.
You mean since the all-time highs?
I will say this, that Joe Biden and I and our administration worked with members of the United States Congress on an immigration.
Okay, and then she blames Trump. Okay, again, there's no answer to this. So Bash asks again, in 2019, you raised your hand when you were asked whether the border should be decriminalized. And then Kamala's like, but I was a tough on crime prosecutor. No, you weren't. You were a San Francisco liberal prosecutor. You're like a George Soros prosecutor in California.
One other question about something that you said in 2019 when you first ran. There was a debate. You raised your hand when asked whether or not the border should be decriminalized. Do you still believe that?
I believe there should be consequences. We have laws that have to be followed and enforced that address and deal with people who cross our border illegally, and there should
it's
be consequences.
Just,
and
let's just be clear,
in this race, I'm the only person who has prosecuted transnational criminal organizations.
You have not prosecuted anyone for illegal immigration. No one.
I'm the only person in this race who actually served a border state as Attorney General to enforce our laws.
California was a giant vacuum for illegal immigration.
Going forward, I recognize the problem.
I lived there when she was AG. Illegal immigrants were crossing into the state like nobody's business when she was AG. They still are. It's ridiculous. She's a ridiculous person. She's a totally ridiculous person. So Bash asked her again the key question. You keep saying that you're changing all your policies. Why? Why? And then she start again. The word salad is so thick. It's just a miasma of nothing. It's a miasma of foggy nothing. It's unbelievable that people take these folks seriously. She is just not bright enough to be president of the United States. I'm sorry that she's stupid. You picked her. And the way I can tell she's stupid is because she answers questions the same way a college freshman would in their first intro to philosophy class. It is total nonsensical, gobbledygook, jargony trash. Here we go.
How should voters look at some of the changes that you've made, that you've explained some of here, in your policy? Is it because you have more experience now and you've learned more about the information? Is it because you were running for president in a Democratic primary? And should they feel comfortable and confident that what you're saying now is going to be your policy moving forward?
Dana, I think the most important and most significant aspect of
important and significant.
My policy perspective and decisions is my values do not change.
She's saying this over and over.
You mentioned the Green New Deal. I have always believed, and I have worked on it, that the climate crisis is real, that it is an urgent matter.
To which
we should apply metrics that include holding ourselves to deadlines around time.
Okay, stop it right there. That's enough. I can't. First of all, again, her body language is that this is an adversarial interview. Dana is a friend. Dana Bash is a friend of the campaign. And this is an adversarial interview because she is not capable. She is incapable. And let me just read you these sentences that came out of her face hole slowly here. Dana, I think the most important and most significant aspect of my policy perspective and decisions. Total vacuous crap. My values have not changed. All she had to say there was, my values have not changed. Then she says, you mentioned the Green New Deal. I have always believed, and I have worked on it, that the climate crisis is real, that it is an urgent matter to which we should apply metrics that include holding ourselves to deadlines around time. Wow. Deep thoughts. Deadlines around time. My God. You mean as opposed to deadlines around space? Deadlines around mass? Deadlines around height? Deadlines around time. I wish I had thought of that. I wish I had thought of deadlines around time. You know what? I should actually try that with the staff. Maybe that's why we're always running behind. Whenever I set a deadline, I'm like, you know what, guys? You have a deadline. The deadline is 3 kilograms. And they're like, what? I'm like, yes, 3 kilograms. Like, could you translate it in terms of time? I'm like, oh, my God, I should have thought of that. A deadline around time. She is a dullard. She's a dullard. I'm sorry that it's taking the veneer off your joy. That you were so joyous. Oh, my God. Joe Biden's dead. And we find the queen is here. Oh, my God. Slay queen. Oh, so she's dancing and cooking. Oh, joy. And then it turns out that you found a stupid person. And the stupid person that you picked for vice president was the only person you could consolidate around. And then she gives stupid answers because she's stupid. It's not my fault she's stupid. It's your fault she's stupid. You picked her. These answers are stupid. They're stupid people answers. I'm sorry if I'm getting a little exercised about this, but I feel like we now live in a stupid person's political world. Very, very stupid, just generally speaking. I know, I hold myself to the standard of, you know, there was a time when Abraham Lincoln was the president of the United States. But hell, there was a time when Bill Clinton, who's a pretty smart guy, was president of the United States, even if he was wrong about a lot of things. Even Barack Obama was a fairly smart individual. This person is stupid with 8 O's in the middle. And they keep trying to pretend that there is something there. There is no there there. It's like Gertrude Stein's explanation of Oakland. There's no there there. But they keep trying to make fetch happen. They keep trying it. They keep trying it. There's a reason they're going to keep her away from the cameras. They have to. They don't have a choice. They have to keep her away from the cameras. In a second, we'll get to the person she picked for her second in command, Tim Walz, who just, when I said that he is a stupid corgi, when I said that he's got the dumb sitcom dad energy, he then went out and actually just did it. He actually just did it in this interview. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Alrighty, coming up, Kamala Harris has asked a question. Was Joe Biden able to do the job for 4 more years? And Kamala Harris says yes. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
895.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So it turns out Americans don't like being lied to, and they were lied to for years by people, including, most prominently, Kamala Harris about Joe Biden's health. Dana Bash asked her about that. So let's be real. I've been a little harsh on Kamala Harris here, right? Because I keep saying that she's not particularly smart, that she's kind of dumb. And I'm not apologizing for that, because, I mean, she is. I'm sorry. She is, again. I didn't do it. You guys did it. Dana Bash was handing her questions on a silver platter, questions for which she should have been amply prepared, and she was incapable of answering any of those questions. By the way, one additional answer she should have had prepared here. So Dana Bash did ask her about Joe Biden's capacity to do 4 more years. She said, you know, you're a big defender of Joe Biden, saying that Joe Biden was with us. And it turns out that Joe Biden wasn't with us. Do you have any regrets about that? This is where Dana Bash, with one follow-up question, could have finished Kamala Harris. But she didn't ask it because she didn't want to do that. But here was Kamala Harris maintaining that Joe Biden is still, today, as he sleeps on a beach, sharp, with it, intelligent. The follow-up question would have been, so why isn't he running? Why did you go along with the coup? You can't have it both ways. Either he's incapable of being president and the candidate, or he's fully capable, in which case you shouldn't be here. I should be interviewing the old man. But Kamala Harris is stuck between a rock and a hard place because Democrats want it both ways. Here we go.
You were a very staunch defender of President Biden's capacity to serve another 4 years. Right after the debate, you insisted that President Biden is extraordinarily strong. Given where we are now, do you have any regrets about what you told the American people?
No, not at all. Not at all. I have served with President Biden for almost 4 years now, and I'll tell you, it's one of the greatest honors of my career, truly. He cares so deeply about the American people. He is so smart and loyal to the American people.
She says with the knife still in her hand from his back.
Hours upon hours with him, be it in the Oval Office or the Situation Room. He has the intelligence, the commitment, and the judgment and disposition that I think the American people rightly deserve in their president. By contrast, the former president has none of that.
Of course, the last 3.5 years has been part of your administration.
I'm talking about an era that started about a decade ago, where there is some suggestion, warped, I believe it to be, that the measure of the strength of a leader is based on who you beat down.
God, she is so terrible. She's so terrible. Again, where's the follow-up? Why didn't Dan ask? You keep talking about him in these glowing terms. In fact, if I played an interview of you now talking about Joe Biden, an interview before he dropped out and before the debate, they'd be identical. So why is he out? Why are you here? What are you doing here? If he's incapable, why don't you use the 25th Amendment to get the man who's had a clear schedule for the last 2 weeks in the middle of an international crisis in the Middle East, in Ukraine, a lot of bad stuff happening. Where is he? Does Dana ask any of those questions? Of course not. Okay, now we get to the even dumber member of the pair, Tim Walz. So Tim Walz, I mentioned yesterday, and apparently the media didn't like it, that he is a stupid corgi, that he has high levels of enthusiasm and very low levels of intelligence. Tim Walz. He's doing the whole, I'm a Midwestern dad thing. He's doing that thing a lot, the Coach Walz thing. But here's the thing. He lies all the time. He lied about his DUI back in 1995. He lied about his military service. He lies about pretty much all in his resume it's possible to lie about. He does it all the time. And so then Tim Walz just said the thing. I mean, I've been saying he's kind of a dummy and a liar. And so he had to pick one. So he picked dummy. So again, the media were angry at me for calling him a stupid corgi yesterday. Well, then he just said he was a stupid corgi. So your problem, not mine.
I want to ask you a question about how you've described your service in the National Guard. You said that you carried weapons in war, but you have never deployed actually in a war zone. A campaign official said that you misspoke. Did you?
Well, first of all, I'm incredibly proud. I've done 24 years of wearing the uniform of this country. Equally proud of my service in a public school classroom, whether it's Congress or the governor. My record speaks for itself, but I think people are coming to get to know me. I speak like they do. I speak candidly. I wear my emotions on my sleeves, and I speak especially passionately about our children being shot in schools and around guns. So I think people know me. They know who I am. They know where my heart is. And again, my record has been out there for over 40 years to speak for itself.
And the idea that you said that you were in war, did you misspeak, as the campaign has said?
Yeah, I said we were talking about, in this case, this was after a school shooting, the ideas of carrying these weapons of war. And my wife, the English, you told my grammar's not always correct.
You know, maybe you don't speak the English good. That's the thing. I was a coach. I've been hitting that a few times. Me, my English, I know, my English just isn't good. Me no speak the English. No, sprechen Deutsch? Where are you?
Okay, you didn't say that you carried weapons in war because your English wasn't good, because you no speak the English de good. So his excuse is, I'm an idiot who doesn't know grammar. You teach at a high school. That's your entire campaign. Your entire campaign is that you're a down-home high school teacher, but you don't know how prepositions work? How about that time that you were holding an actual sign that said that you were a veteran of the Afghan War, like in 2004? How about that? Was that also bad grammar? He's a liar. He's a liar. But again, when it comes to lying, you really have only two excuses. He could just say again, Dana's trying to feed him the answer. Dana's like, did you misspeak? He should just say, yes, I misspoke. I wasn't in war. I was in the military for 24 years. I made a mistake. I misspoke. It came out wrong. Instead, we get the, no. I didn't misspeak. My grammar's just bad. I don't know how sentences work in English. Wow, what a high-powered couple this ticket is. Just amazing, amazing stuff. All right, folks, we've reached the end of today's show. We'll be back here on Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. It's Labor Day weekend, and people are on the move.
San Francisco International Airport spokesperson Doug Yackel says they're hoping to see a return to pre-pandemic levels of travel.
We're expecting about 930,000 people to go through SFO this Labor Day weekend. It's about 8.7% higher than what we saw Labor Day weekend last year. But we're not quite at pre-pandemic levels. We're very close. We expect this weekend to be at about 90% of what we saw back in 2019.
Yackel recommends getting to the airport early. Travelers should also keep an eye on the weather since it's the leading cause of flight delays. Forecasts call for rain from Texas to New England, plus parts of Florida, over the weekend. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A Gold Star mom is defending President Trump over a Democrat-created Arlington National Cemetery controversy. President Trump was criticized by Democrats for taking video at the site, but Kelly Hoover says it was the right thing to do. Hoover said she invited Trump, adding that her son was murdered under the Biden-Harris administration. Staff Sergeant Darren Taylor Hoover was killed during the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Neither Biden nor Harris attended the ceremony to honor those who were killed. Ukraine's Air Force commander says U.S. officials are looking into the crash of a newly received F-16.
The Air Force chief says that a detailed analysis is already being conducted into why the fighter went down on Monday when Russia launched a major missile and drone barrage. He's directed scathing criticism at unconfirmed claims the fighter jet was brought down by a U.S.-made Patriot air defense missile operated by Ukrainian forces. The crash was the first reported loss of an F-16 in Ukraine, where they arrived at the end of last month. At least six of the warplanes are believed to have been delivered by European countries. I'm Charles Delesma.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello, this is Franklin Graham. Does it feel like the world is coming apart the seams? It does to me. What do we do as Christians? Do we just sit back and let it happen, just waiting for Christ to return, and we just sit on our hands? No, we don't do that. He's called us to action. He's called us to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, and that's what we do. As Samaritans first, we go. And we go in Jesus' name, whether it's with a truck full of shoebox gifts or an army of volunteers ready to help wherever they can, or whether we fill up one of our cargo planes and respond to the far corners of this earth. Wherever there is a need, we go and we help in Jesus' name. Don't just sit back and wait for Jesus to return. You have one life. Make it count.
You can be a part of taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. To find out more about Samaritan's Purse and how you can be involved, go to SamaritansPurse.org. That's SamaritansPurse.org.
A Brazilian Supreme Court justice orders the suspension of Elon Musk's social media giant X in Brazil.
Justice Alexandre de Moraes warned Musk that failure to name a local legal representative could mean that his platform was blocked. De Moraes is basing his decision on local law requiring foreign companies to have a representative in order to receive notification of court decisions and also to take any requisite legal action. De Moraes' defenders have said that his decisions targeting X have been lawful and that they've served to protect democracy. Musk, on the other hand, has characterized De Moraes as an authoritarian censor, and his claims have been amplified by Brazil's political right. Brazil's an important market for X, with tens of millions of regular users, and also a potentially huge growth market for Elon Musk's satellite company Starlink.
Authorities are investigating after an Arizona woman was found dead at her job. Police say she clocked into work at Wells Fargo last Friday. News and analysis at townhall.com. Dispatching errors and the failure of two backup systems allowed a Union Pacific train to slam into 74 rail cars that had been parked on a side track for 9 months in Southern California back in 2022.
That's according to a National Transportation Safety Board report detailing what caused the crash in the desert near the Salton Sea. An engineer and a conductor died in the accident. Investigators determined that mistakes made by dispatchers at the railroad's headquarters in Omaha, Nebraska, led to the train being routed directly into the parked rail cars.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting one dispatcher even overruled the train crew, who said they were told by a colleague that cars were still parked on that track. The Teamsters Union that represents workers at both of Canada's largest freight railroads has filed lawsuits it promised, challenging the orders that forced employees back to work and got the trains moving again. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hey, welcome. This is Ben Shapiro Show. Well, it finally happened. Kamala Harris did a sit-down interview for all of, get this, she talked for 16 minutes. 16. It was huge. We'll get into all the details of this massive moment in American political history and what it means for a vibe shift in the election. But let me remind you, we're giving you like real-time updates on all this sort of stuff. Last night, put out a video reacting in real time to what was going on with the interview. You'll get those kinds of updates every step of the way through the end of the election and beyond. When you become a Daily Wire Plus member, you can get 40% off new annual Daily Wire Plus memberships during our Labor Day sale. Head on over to dailywire.com/subscribe. Use code LABOR40 at checkout. Unlock on-demand access to our uncensored daily shows, groundbreaking documentaries, live news, in-depth election coverage. Join us as we fight the left and build the future. Frankly, your membership allows us to bring you all these sorts of updates and all the rest of it. Again, go to dailywire.com/subscribe. Use code LABOR40 at checkout for 40% off that new annual Daily Wire Plus membership for Labor Day. Okay, so let me begin with the state of the race. I always begin with the state of the race because you can't really gauge a success or failure at any political moment in time unless you know the backdrop. So the backdrop is this. This race remains a dead heat. According to a brand new Wall Street Journal poll, Kamala Harris is now at 48%. Donald Trump is at 47%. Just head-to-head, no third-party candidates. She's up 47 to 45. However, the margin of error is plus or minus 2.5 percentage points. And remember, when they say that the margin of error is 2.5 percentage points, they mean that if Kamala Harris is at 47%, she could be at 49.5 and she could also be at 44.5. So in other words, you have no idea who's leading this race. This thing is a dead heat. It also happens to be the case that we're in a dead heat in all of the major swing states at this point, and that now has expanded to include places like North Carolina and Georgia. So we have a dead heat. We have not yet had a debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. And there's been a hue and cry from people like me for 40 days that Kamala Harris has answered zero difficult questions. So last night, at long last, she finally sat down. And are we going to move? See, here's the thing about that interview. Dana Bash, who's the interviewer for CNN, did a horrifyingly bad job. She would ask a somewhat difficult question to Kamala Harris, and then Kamala Harris would wriggle her way out of the question, and then Dana Bash would be one question away from just poking her, and Kamala Harris could have been flying off the cliff because the thing she was saying made no sense. One little prod, and Kamala Harris is a bug on the windshield somewhere. Dana Bash knew that, so she wasn't going to do that. So instead, she started feeding her answers. She started avoiding the follow-ups that would have hurt her. So Dana Bash did not do her job last night. That is not a giant shock. Also worth noting, this interview was a grand total of 26 minutes, 27 minutes, Kamala Harris talked for 16 of them. One 16-minute interview is not going to do it. It is not going to do it for Kamala Harris. Not only that, the aesthetics of the interview were awful. You just put up a screen cap of the interview, any of these clips, just any screen cap from all three of them, please. There we go. So Here you can see what this interview looked like. It looks like trash. Apparently, they did this in a cafe. They wanted to do it with people sitting around, but the problem was they had safety protocols, so they couldn't do that. So instead, they emptied out the cafe. So as my friend Matt Walsh says, they looked like they were doing this from the inside of a small-town airport waiting because there was a flight delay. Not only that, this thing was staged poorly. Tim Walz is taller than Kamala Harris. She's not a very tall woman. She looks like he has brought her to the principal's office. That's what he looks like. I tweeted out that it looks like she brought her dad to the McDonald's interview. That's what this image looks like. It is a bad look. It is poorly lit. It is dark. It is weirdly drained of all color. So it looks almost grayscale, this interview, because of the lighting. Tim Walz is in the foreground. Kamala Harris is in the background, which makes her look even smaller than she normally is. And you got Dana Bash in profile. So it's a very, very weird aesthetic. It's not flattering to Kamala Harris requires the flattering camera shot. She does, just aesthetically speaking. She requires the upshot, and she needs to look taller than she is. She requires bright colors around her because that makes her look vibrant and filled with joy. You put her in a black and white movie at an abandoned coffee shop in Georgia, and what she looks like is a middle manager at a bank that is never going to make upper management because she's not qualified and who brought her dad to an interview. That's what it looked like. So it's a bad look. Right off the bat, bad look. She then happened to not be good. The big takeaways from this interview are a few. One, Kamala Harris is now attempting to obscure every policy position she ever took. She's now attempting to pretend that she didn't believe any of the things she said back in 2019. She's running to the middle by lying to you. So that is the most important thing. And she should be called on those lies. Dana Bash did it like a little bit last night, but not nearly enough. It's up to Donald Trump and his campaign to do that, particularly in the September 10th debate. All those lines of attack are wide open. Kamala Harris has shifted virtually every position she ever held, and she has explained zero of those shifts. So that's point number one. Point number two, you get her off the teleprompter, even in a friendly interview like this, she's a disaster area. Truly bad. Wandering all over the landscape in search of an idea. Filling the time with bromidic platitudes, like, when we think about the significance of. She does the same trick that you did when you were in fifth grade and the teacher asked you a prompt on an essay question and you repeated the essay question as the beginning of your essay. So your teacher would ask you about Tom Sawyer. Why did Tom Sawyer get his friends to paint the fence? The importance of Tom Sawyer getting his friends to paint the fence. That's what she does whenever she needs to stall for time. That is her shtick. And she does it all the time. And it comes off truly poorly. She was incapable of answering very simple, basic softball questions in a convincing way. She looked incredibly nervous. Throughout the interview, her affect was very, very nervous. She did not look comfortable. She does not look comfortable with Tim Walz. They do not look like they have an amazing dual dynamic unless they're actually on the move and bopping about town. The minute they sit down and have to talk about policy, she looks like a person who should never be elevated again above middle management. She does not have natural leadership quality. She's not sitting there confidently telling you her positions. She looks as though she's filing through very slowly because she's not all that bright. The note cards in her head looking for what she needs to say about a thing because even she doesn't know what she believes about the thing. And Tim Walz doesn't know what she believes about the thing. So just the kind of general affect, off-putting, awkward, sort of strange, didn't feel particularly like a joyous inauguration. Queen Kay here, she was gone. There was no Kamala Harris, empress of politics here. This was Kamala Harris, mid-level small-town mayor. That's what this felt like. And that's putting aside all the lies and all the prevarications and Dana Bash not following up and Tim Walz doing his best used car salesman routine. It was a bad performance. Now, is it going to be an overwhelming bad reaction to Kamala Harris's performance? No. Because we've set the bar in American politics so low that if she didn't physically crap her pants like Joe Biden had been doing, then this meant that she was some sort of apotheosis of articulateness. But in reality, it was not good. And you can feel the vibe shift. And this is the thing. If Kamala Harris's campaign is all about vibes, if it's all about the dancing, and if it's all about the cooking, and if it's all about her getting Doritos, if it's all about that, then Kamala Harris is in good shape. If, for just one single solitary second, the joy is drained, and what you actually feel like is that you're at the DMV with a person who's not particularly good at her job, she has a serious problem on her hands, and that's what it felt like last night. You couldn't watch that and feel joy. You couldn't. The entire campaign has been built around joy. There is nothing joyous about this interview. She looks like she doesn't want to be there. Tim Walz looks like he doesn't want to be there. Dana Bash looks like she wants to be there, but has no idea what to ask. Because Dana Bash knows she's got to catch 22. If she pushes Harris too hard and Harris loses, Dana Bash will then be blamed for Harris losing. If she doesn't push her enough, then people like me will say truthfully, Dana did not do her job last night, which she did not. So now let's get to the actual interview. Remember, Dana Bash was selected for this interview specifically because she's very friendly to the Harris-Walz campaign. There's a reason they didn't do this interview with a far bigger audience with, like, Lester Holt. But the networks get way bigger numbers than CNN. CNN has awful numbers, generally speaking. But they chose Dana Bash because they knew they were going to get some softball questions. So this thing leads off, and Dana Bash starts by praising the campaign bus outside and the effort. Kamala Harris has been told by her handlers, by the way, not to laugh ever. Like, don't laugh. Make sure no one wants to hear the cackle. Try to keep it hemmed in. And so she does read stage directions. I will say this for Kamala Harris. She's not a good actress, but she's workmanlike in fulfilling the stage directions. So if the order is don't laugh, then she doesn't. Instead, she kind of awkwardly grins and pretends joy. But there is no joy here. There was no joy in Mudville. Here was the beginning of the interview.
Madam Vice President, Governor Walz, thank you so much for sitting down with me and bringing the bus. The bus tour is well underway here in Georgia.
Oh, we're so happy. And Tim Walz, there is the happy corgi. I see the media got very angry at my corgi metaphor yesterday. Yes, folks, it's a metaphor and a joke. I'm sorry that you don't like metaphors and jokes about the Minnesota corgi, who, by the way, proved that he is an idiot last night, as we will demonstrate. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, Israel is maybe the only country I've ever heard of that is continually called upon to fight for its own existence. In a situation like this, it's especially important to know who your friends are. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and its hundreds of thousands of Christian and Jewish supporters are such friends. For more than 40 years, the fellowship has been working to alleviate poverty and provide security both in Israel and in Jewish communities around the world. They've helped hundreds of thousands of Jews from around the world make aliyah to their biblical homeland. That's why I've partnered with the fellowship, both in times of crisis and every day. They are there on the ground, efficiently and effectively delivering aid when people need it most. Please consider making a life-saving donation today. Thanks to a generous IFCJ supporter, your gifts will be matched, doubling your impact in the Holy Land. To give to IFCJ, visit benforthefellowship.org. That's benforthefellowship.org. God bless and thank you, benforthefellowship.org. All right, coming up, we get into Dana Bash's questions for Kamala Harris. They're not amazing. This is Ben Shapiro Show.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio. Go.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Dana Bash asked Kamala Harris questions. Sometimes, Dana Bash, her first question was, what are you going to do day one? Now, this is legitimately the easiest question in American politics. If you have spent any amount of time in American politics, and you've ever thought about running for president or what you would do as president, the first thing you think is, what would I do day one? You could have asked Joe Biden this question anytime in 2020, and he would have listed off a bunch of things. Donald Trump can tell you today, what would he do on the very first day? This is the most predictable, obvious, and easy question. And all Kamala Harris has to say about this question is, I would close the border. The problem for her is that she's the current vice president of the United States. So anything she says that is an executive policy shift is an inherent rebuke of the current president, who is her boss, even though he's dead. And that's the problem for her. If she says, I'm going to do all these world-beating changes day one, the follow-up from Dana could theoretically be, so why don't you do them now? As we'll see, she did actually ask that question a little bit later on in the interview. So Kamala Harris, the problem for her is that she actually hasn't thought about these things, like, at all. Kamala Harris is simply an empty vessel doing whatever the party machine says she ought to do at any given time. That means in 2019, she's anti-fracking, and today, she loves fracking. It means that in 2019, she was open borders, and today, she's a border hawk. Kamala Harris is a fresh coat of paint on a turd. That's all she is. The machine is the turd. Kamala Harris is the fresh coat of paint. That's it. So, she's asked by Dana Bashir, what are you going to do day one? And she proceeds to start chopping that word salad. Kamala Harris, she loves to cook. When we say she likes to cook, what we mean is she gets out the words, she gets out the machete, and she goes to town. Here we go.
You have less time to make your case to voters than any candidate in modern American history. The voters are really eager to hear what your plans are. If you are elected, what would you do on day one in the White House?
Well, there are a number of things. I will tell you, first and foremost, one of my highest priorities is to do what we can to support and strengthen the middle class. When I look at the aspirations, the goals, the ambitions of the American people.
There's the word salad. Aspirations, goals,
that,
ambitions. Wow.
People are ready for new way forward.
A new way forward. Oh, platitudes.
In a way that generations of Americans have been fueled by hope and by optimism.
Hope and optimism.
I think, sadly, in the last decade, we have had in the former president someone who has really been pushing an agenda and an environment that is about diminishing the character and the strength of who we are as Americans.
Okay, that is an objectively awful answer. That's an objectively terrible answer. Let me remind you, the actual question was, if you are elected, what would you do on day one in the White House? And I want to break this down for a second, because it is everything. It is who Kamala Harris is as a human and as a politician. She said, well, there are a number of things. Hey, now, when you say there are a number of things, what you would expect is now a list of executive actions you would take on the very first day. And that's what Joe Biden did. He came into office and he signed 100,000 executive orders, completely overturning, say, a safe border, for example, or achieving equity inside various administrative agencies. She says, I'm going to do a number of things. What are those things, Kamala? Well, I will tell you first and foremost, one of my highest priorities is to do what we can. Hey, that entire phrase means nothing. You just take it and trash it. It means literally nothing. It is just her vamping for time. That is all. It's just crap. So she could have just said, well, there are a number of things. Support and strengthen the middle class. But support and strengthen the middle class isn't something you can do on day one. Is there an executive order that says support and strengthen the middle class? If so, I think we should all sign it. I mean, that would be quite magical. That's not an actual thing you can do on day one, because that's nothing. It's nothing. She follows up that nothing burger with this nothing burger. When I look at the aspirations, the goals, the ambitions of the American people, again, totally meaningless phrase, totally, totally. When I look at the goals, aspirations, achievements, wants, needs, desires of the American, just gets out that Roger's thesaurus and starts going right through it. I think people are ready for a new way forward. Oh, my gosh, as opposed to a new way backward, of course. A new way forward in a way that generations of Americans have been fueled by hope and by optimism. Okay, we are now a full paragraph deep, and she has said zero things. She is the candidate of nothing. She is the candidate of emptiness. Boo! Boo! The queen of slime? It's just awful. It's just awful stuff. It's just crap. And then she says, I think sadly, at least in the last decade, we've had in the former president someone who's really been pushing an agenda and an environment. Okay, now I'm just going to point out, the last decade, that's a period of time. And as we all know from Kamala Harris, she thinks a lot about the significance of the passage of time. She has all these verbal crutches. Significance is a big one. Time is another big one. Okay, but she says that the last decade has been the real problem. Now, again, I may not be a mathematician, folks, but it is the year 2024. The last decade, thus, began, if you're going to go back 10 years, in 2014. The president in 2014 was a man named Barack Obama. Barack Obama was president in 2014, 2015, and 2016. That's 3 years. Then Donald Trump was president for 4 years. And then Joe Biden has been president for 3.5 years. So, of the last decade, a majority of it, Democrats ran the place. So she's like, the last decade was really bad. I'm sorry, you're the sitting vice president of the United States. That's your fault. It's your fault. Now, later, Dana Bash will ask her about that, and she will completely explode. Like, the gears will stop clicking, and they'll start slipping, and it'll be a real problem for her. But that is her initial answer. Again, the question was, what will you do day one? And she proceeds to vomit nothing, just dry heave up a bunch of gobbledygook. And then Dana Bash has to follow up, and she's like, so I'm just going to reiterate. What do you want to do, like, day one? And she's like, would you like some more dry heaving? Let's do it.
So what would you do day one?
Day one, it's going to be about, one, implementing my plan for what I call an opportunity economy.
Oh, what you call an opportunity economy.
I laid out a number of proposals in that regard, which include what we're going to do to bring down the cost of everyday goods, what we're going to do to invest in America's small businesses, what we're going to do
another paragraph of nothing.
In families, for example, extending the child tax credit to $6,000 for families for the first year of their child's life to help them buy a car seat, to help them buy baby clothes, a crib. There's the work that we're going to do that is about investing in the American family around affordable housing, a big issue in our country right now. So there are a number of things on day one.
So literally the only proposal that's concrete that she makes there is to extend the child tax credit to $6,000. Which is effectively a welfare scheme. I mean, that is what she wants to do, is give more money to people. By the way, it's not earmarked for their spending. She's going to throw money at people. Okay, that's the one thing she says. So we're now, you know, several minutes into this interview, and she has said pretty much nothing. That is just the beginning. It gets worse from here. So Dana Bash asks her about the opportunity economy. Here is where this goes.
You call it the opportunity economy. You are well aware that right now many Americans are struggling. There's a crisis of affordability.
Yeah.
One of your campaign themes is we're not going back. But I wonder what you say to voters who do want to go back when it comes to the economy specifically, because their groceries were less expensive, housing was more affordable when Donald Trump was president.
Well, let's start with the fact that when Joe Biden and I came in office, during the height of a pandemic, we saw over 10 million jobs were lost. People, I mean, literally, we were all tracking the numbers. Hundreds of people a day were dying because of COVID. The economy had crashed.
Actually, the economy is in recovery.
In large part, all of that because of mismanagement by Donald Trump. Of that crisis.
More people died of COVID
when
under her.
When we came in, our highest priority was to do what we could to rescue America. And today, we know that we have inflation at under 3%.
Pause it there. Okay, so I want to point out right here, this is where Dana Bash should jump in and say, Donald Trump's inflation rate when he left office was 1.4%. Your inflation rate today is 3%. The Federal Reserve shoots for 2%. You've had 40-year highs in inflation. Right? That should be the follow-up. The follow-up should be, you say you now brought it down below 3%. Well, congratulations. All groceries are now 20 to 25% higher than they were when you took office. So how about that? But, of course, there was no follow-up along these lines.
A lot of our policies have led to the reality that America recovered faster than any wealthy nation around the world. But you are right. Prices, in particular for groceries, are still too high. The American people know it. I know it. which is why my agenda includes what we need to do to bring down the price of groceries, for example, dealing with an issue like price gouging, what we need to do to extend the child tax credit to help young families be able to take care of their children in their most formative years, what we need to do to bring down the cost of housing.
Okay, so this is where Dana Bash theoretically should dig in, right? You should say to her, okay, let's talk about price gouging. Do you really believe that food is too expensive because the people over at Kroger's are just really, really great? Is that your proposal? Is that your thing? But no, is there any digging? Of course not. Alrighty, coming up, Dana Bash actually asked a pretty good question to Kamala Harris. So you keep saying you're going to do all this stuff. Why didn't you? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals includes crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I won't be blind.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash, Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Kamala Harris was asked not very many harsh questions last night, but she was asked one by Dana Bash, which was, you're the vice president. Why don't you do the things you talk about all the time? Half marks to Dana Bash here. She says, I noticed that you're talking about a lot of the things that you want to do. You've been vice president for 3.5 years. Why didn't you do any of them?
You have been vice president for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
The steps that you're talking about now, why haven't you done them already?
Well, first of all, we had to recover as an economy, and we have done that. I'm very proud of the work that we have done that has brought inflation down to less than 3%. The work that we have done to cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month for seniors. Donald Trump said he was going to do a number of things, including allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices. Never happened. We did it.
So Bash follows up, and she says, so are you saying Bidenomics is a success? And again, these are all things that Kamala Harris should have answers to, and she doesn't. Because if she says Bidenomics is a success, that is a campaign commercial. And if she says Bidenomics is not a success, that's a campaign commercial. So instead, she filibusters.
You maintain Bidenomics is a success.
I maintain that when we do the work of bringing down prescription medication for the American people, including capping the cost of the annual cost of prescription medication for seniors at $2,000, when we do what we did.
Okay, and then she just word salads this thing. Okay, so. Again, do you get the feeling from her this is a woman who is confident in her ability to handle crisis? This is a person who is solid in her belief system? Is that what you got? I don't get that. I don't feel any of this. By the way, Tim Walz has spoken almost no words at this point, which means she brought him along, again, as her emotional support animal. He's just sitting there the whole time, doing nothing, looking big and white and Midwestern. That's literally his job. He's just sitting there doing that the whole time. It's super strange. It's real weird. Now, the real reason that she brought Tim Walz there, not just because he's an emotional support animal and because she was hoping that he would eat up some time if things started to get a little bit dicey, but also because she is hoping that having appeared now with Tim Walz, she can avoid all further interviews until after the debate. That's going to be the outcome of this. She will not do another major, quote-unquote, adversarial interview for another 2 weeks. She's going to wait until the ballots start going out, and she's going to count on the American people being stupid enough to be willing to gamble on her, despite the fact that she's a liar about everything and has shifted all of her positions. That was the whole goal. Just get this thing off the table without a major boo-boo. There were some somewhat major boo-boos, as we'll get to in a moment, but the biggest boo-boo of all is that the veneer is off. The finish is off. This shiny, brand-new object has been dented, not by Dana Bash, but by Kamala Harris herself, who's not good at this. So, perhaps the most damaging segment of this interview is where Dana Bash asked, you know, when you were in Congress, you supported the Green New Deal and you wanted to ban fracking. So what changed for you?
When you were in Congress, you supported the Green New Deal. And in 2019, you said, quote, there is no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. Fracking, as you know, is a pretty big issue, particularly in your must-win state of Pennsylvania.
Sure.
Do you still want to ban fracking?
No, and I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020 that I would not ban fracking. As vice president, I did not ban fracking. As president, I will not ban fracking.
In 2019, I believe, in a town hall, you said you were asked, would you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking on your first day in office? And you said, there's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yes. So it changed in that campaign?
In 2020, I made very clear where I stand. We are in 2024, and I've not changed that position, nor will I going forward. I kept my word, and I will keep my word. Let's be clear. My values have not changed. I believe it is very important that we take seriously what we must do to guard against what is a clear crisis in terms of the climate. And to do that, we can do what we have accomplished thus far.
Okay, the inflation... that's enough of this nonsense. So, there's a lot to unpack here. She's asked about the fact that she used to want to ban fracking in 2019. So first she lies and says that she reversed her position in 2020. She didn't. She repeated Joe Biden's position in 2020. She was the vice presidential nominee at that time. At no point in her presidential campaign, before she stepped out, did she ever reverse her position on fracking. So she's lying. In 2020, she was then Joe Biden's VP. And she said Joe Biden does not support a ban on fracking, which is true, because Joe Biden is less of an idiot than Kamala Harris, even in his state of dementia. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first...
Growing up in the 90s, I never thought much about race.
What's happening in this country? It's Nazism. Republicans are Nazis.
I'm going to sort this out. I need to go deeper undercover.
They will say I'm racist.
Joining us now is Matt, certified DEI expert.
Here's my certification.
What's up with white people? What are you doing to decenter your whiteness?
Who's making it the center? Why are they doing that?
And what you're doing is you're stretching out of your whiteness. This is more for you and less for you.
They gonna say you racist.
Am I racist? Rated PG-13. Buy tickets now.
So she lies about her own position. Then she says, and I've not changed my position since. And then she says, my values haven't changed. This is all an internal contradiction. Logically, you can't say my values never changed, but my policies changed. But now you should believe me because they never changed. It's utterly unworkable. Totally unworkable. So then, Dana Bash starts actually trying to feed her the answers. She says, was there some sort of, you know, policy thing that made you change? Like, what made you change? Maybe you changed because, you know, you saw new data. Or maybe you changed because you evolved. Like, Dana Bash is so upset with how this is going that she starts feeding her multiple choice answers.
Was there some policy or scientific data that you saw that you said, oh, okay, I get it now?
What I have seen is that we can grow and we can increase a thriving clean energy economy without banning fracking.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that you repeated the answer you just gave her back to you. That's exciting. Have you seen some new data? Yes, in fact, I have. Look at how she has to think about every single word coming out of her mouth. There's nothing naturalistic about Kamala Harris's politics. Nothing. You could not wake her up at 3 in the morning and ask her her position. You couldn't. You could for anyone who watches politics. If you woke me up at 3 in the morning and asked my position on abortion, I actually could give it to you. If you woke Kamala Harris at 3 in the morning and said, what do you believe about fracking today? She would immediately have to fire off an angry letter to her inferiors, trying to have them explain what is the best position she should take at this very moment. Pathetic, pathetic stuff. Again, she is not primetime ready. She's not. She is an actor who can act in front of a camera when given lines, when given a teleprompter, and when given stage directions. And when she is not given that, she is toast. She has a major, major problem. And then Dana Bash gets to her border czar job. Now, Dana Bash never asked her about being border czar because there's been an order put down, presumably at CNN. You must never say border czar because that might mean she's in charge of the border policy. And Harris then defends her work on the border and blames Donald Trump for the border. This dog ain't gonna hunt, folks. This is weak tea.
As vice president, you were tasked with addressing the root causes of migration in southern countries and
northern part of Central America.
The northern part of Central America that deals with, that affects the southern border of the U.S. Mm-hmm. During the Biden-Harris administration, there were record numbers of illegal border crossings. Why did the Biden-Harris administration wait 3.5 years to implement sweeping asylum restrictions?
Well, first of all, the root causes work that I did as vice president, that I was asked to do by the president, has actually resulted in a number of benefits, including historic investments by American businesses in that region. The number of immigrants coming from that region has actually reduced.
Since the all-time highs?
I will say this, that Joe Biden and I and our administration worked with members of the United States Congress on an immigration.
Okay, and then she blames Trump. Okay, again, there's no answer to this. So Bash asks again, in 2019, you raised your hand when you were asked whether the border should be decriminalized. And then Kamala's like, but I was a tough on crime prosecutor. No, you weren't. You were a San Francisco liberal prosecutor. You're like a George Soros prosecutor in California.
One other question about something that you said in 2019 when you first ran. There was a debate. You raised your hand when asked whether or not the border should be decriminalized. Do you still believe that?
I believe there should be consequences. We have laws that have to be followed and enforced that address and deal with people who cross our border illegally. And there should
it's
be consequences.
Just,
and
let's just be clear,
in this race, I'm the only person who has prosecuted transnational criminal organizations.
You have not prosecuted anyone for illegal immigration. No one.
The only person in this race who actually served a border state as Attorney General to enforce our laws.
California was a giant vacuum for illegal immigration.
Forward. I recognize the problem.
I lived there when she was AG. Illegal immigrants were crossing into the state like nobody's business when she was AG. They still are. It's ridiculous. She's a ridiculous person. She's a totally ridiculous person. So Bash, ask her again the key question. You keep saying that you're changing all your policies. Why? Why? And then she starts, again, the word salad is so thick. It's just a miasma of nothing. It's a miasma of foggy nothing. It's unbelievable that people take these folks seriously. She is just not bright enough to be president of the United States. I'm sorry that she's stupid. You picked her. And the way I can tell she's stupid is because she answers questions the same way a college freshman would in their first intro to philosophy class. It is total, nonsensical, gobbledygook, jargony trash. Here we go.
How should voters look at some of the changes that you've made, that you've explained some of here, in your policy? Is it because you have more experience now and you've learned more about the information? Is it because you were running for president in a Democratic primary? And should they feel comfortable and confident that what you're saying now is going to be your policy moving forward?
Dana, I think the most important and most significant aspect of
important and significant.
My policy perspective and decisions is my values do not change.
She's saying this over and over.
You mentioned the Green New Deal. I have always believed, and I have worked on it, that the climate crisis is real, that it is an urgent matter to
which
we should apply metrics that include holding ourselves to deadlines around time.
Okay, stop it right there. That's enough. I can't. First of all, again, her body language is that this is an adversarial interview. Dana is a friend. Dana Bash is a friend of the campaign. And this is an adversarial interview because she is not capable. She is incapable. And let me just read you these sentences that came out of her face hole slowly here. Dana, I think the most important and most significant aspect of my policy perspective and decisions. Total vacuous crap. My values have not changed. All she had to say there was, my values have not changed. Then she says, you mentioned the Green New Deal. I have always believed, and I have worked on it, that the climate crisis is real, that it is an urgent matter to which we should apply metrics that include holding ourselves to deadlines around time. Wow. Deep thoughts. Deadlines around time. My God. You mean as opposed to deadlines around space? Deadlines around mass? Deadlines around height? Deadlines around time. I wish I had thought of that. I wish I had thought of deadlines around time. You know what? I should actually try that with the staff. Maybe that's why we're always running behind. Whenever I set a deadline, I'm like, you know what, guys? You have a deadline. The deadline is 3 kilograms. And they're like, what? I'm like, yes, 3 kilograms. Like, could you translate it in terms of time? I'm like, oh, my God, I should have thought of that. A deadline around time. She is a dullard. She's a dullard. I'm sorry that it's taking the veneer off your joy. You were so joyous. Oh, my God. Joe Biden's dead. And we find the queen is here. Oh, my God. Slay queen. Oh, so she's dancing and cooking. Oh, joy. And then it turns out that you found a stupid person. And the stupid person that you picked for vice president was the only person you could consolidate it around. And then she gives stupid answers because she's stupid. It's not my fault she's stupid. It's your fault she's stupid. You picked her. These answers are stupid. They're stupid people answers. I'm sorry if I'm getting a little exercised about this, but I feel like we now live in a stupid person's political world. Very, very stupid. Just generally speaking. I know. I hold myself to the standard of, you know, there was a time when Abraham Lincoln was the president of the United States. But hell, there was a time when Bill Clinton, who's a pretty smart guy, was president of the United States, even if he was wrong about a lot of things. Even Barack Obama was a fairly smart individual. This person is stupid with 8 O's in the middle. And they keep trying to pretend that there is something there. There is no there there. It's like Gertrude Stein's explanation of Oakland. There's no there there. But they keep trying to make fetch happen. They keep trying it. They keep trying it. There's a reason they're going to keep her away from the cameras. They have to. They don't have a choice. They have to keep her away from the cameras. In a second, we'll get to the person she picked for her second in command, Tim Walz, who just When I said that he is a stupid corgi, when I said that he's got the dumb sitcom dad energy, he then went out and actually just did it. He actually just did it in this interview. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Alrighty, coming up, Kamala Harris has asked a question. Was Joe Biden able to do the job for 4 more years? And Kamala Harris says yes. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So it turns out Americans don't like being lied to, and they were lied to for years by people, including, most prominently, Kamala Harris about Joe Biden's health. Dana Bash asked her about that. So let's be real. I've been a little harsh on Kamala Harris here, right? Because I keep saying that she's not particularly smart, that she's kind of dumb. And I'm not apologizing for that, because, I mean, she is. I'm sorry. She is, again. I didn't do it. You guys did it. Dana Bash was handing her questions on a silver platter, questions for which she should have been amply prepared, and she was incapable of answering any of those questions. By the way, one additional answer she should have had prepared here. So, Dana Bash did ask her about Joe Biden's capacity to do 4 more years. She said, you know, you're a big defender of Joe Biden, saying that Joe Biden was with us. And it turns out that Joe Biden wasn't with us. Do you have any regrets about that? This is where Dana Bash, with one follow-up question, could have finished Kamala Harris. But she didn't ask it because she didn't want to do that. But here was Kamala Harris maintaining that Joe Biden is still, today, as he sleeps on a beach, sharp, with it, intelligent. The follow-up question would have been, so why isn't he running? Why did you go along with the coup? You can't have it both ways. Either he's incapable of being president and the candidate, or he's fully capable, in which case you shouldn't be here. I should be interviewing the old man. But Kamala Harris is stuck between a rock and a hard place because Democrats want it both ways. Here we go.
You were a very staunch defender of President Biden's capacity to serve another 4 years. Right after the debate, you insisted that President Biden is extraordinarily strong. Given where we are now, do you have any regrets about what you told the American people?
No, not at all. Not at all. I have served with President Biden for almost 4 years now, and I'll tell you, it's one of the greatest honors of my career, truly. He cares so deeply about the American people. He is so smart and loyal to the American people.
She says with the knife still in her hand from his back.
Hours upon hours with him, be it in the Oval Office or the Situation Room. He has the intelligence, the commitment, and the judgment and disposition that I think the American people rightly deserve in their president. By contrast, the former president has none of that.
Of course, the last 3.5 years has been part of your administration.
I'm talking about an era that started about a decade ago, where there is some suggestion, warped, I believe it to be, that the measure of the strength of a leader is based on who you beat down.
God, she is so terrible. She's so terrible. Again, where's the follow-up? Why didn't Dan ask? You keep talking about him in these glowing terms. In fact, if I played an interview of you now talking about Joe Biden, an interview before he dropped out and before the debate, they'd be identical. So why is he out? Why are you here? What are you doing here? If he's incapable, why don't you use the 25th Amendment to get the man who's had a clear schedule for the last 2 weeks in the middle of an international crisis in the Middle East, in Ukraine, a lot of bad stuff happening. Where is he? Does Dana ask any of those questions? Of course not. Okay, now we get to the even dumber member of the pair, Tim Walz. So Tim Walz, I mentioned yesterday, and apparently the media didn't like it, that he is a stupid corgi, that he has high levels of enthusiasm and very low levels of intelligence. Tim Walz. He's doing the whole, I'm a Midwestern dad thing. He's doing that thing a lot, the Coach Walz thing. But here's the thing. He lies all the time. He lied about his DUI back in 1995. He lied about his military service. He lies about pretty much all in his resume it's possible to lie about. He does it all the time. And so then Tim Walz just said the thing. I mean, I've been saying he's kind of a dummy and a liar. And so he had to pick one. So he picked dummy. So again, the media were angry at me for calling him a stupid corgi yesterday. Well, then he just said he was a stupid corgi. So your problem, not mine.
I want to ask you a question about how you've described your service in the National Guard. You said that you carried weapons in war, but you have never deployed actually in a war zone. A campaign official said that you misspoke. Did you?
Well, first of all, I'm incredibly proud. I've done 24 years of wearing the uniform of this country. Equally proud of my service in a public school classroom, whether it's Congress or the governor. My record speaks for itself, but I think people are coming to get to know me. I speak like they do. I speak candidly. I wear my emotions on my sleeves, and I speak especially passionately about our children being shot in schools and around guns. So I think people know me. They know who I am. They know where my heart is. And again, my record has been out there for over 40 years to speak for itself.
And the idea that you said that you were in war, did you misspeak, as the campaign has said?
Yeah, I said we were talking about, in this case, this was after a school shooting, the ideas of carrying these weapons of war. And my wife, the English, she told me my grammar's not always correct.
You know, maybe don't speak the English good. That's the thing. I was a coach. I've been hitting that a few times. My English, I know, my English just isn't good. Me no speaky the English. No sprechen Deutsch?
Okay, you didn't say that you carried weapons in war because your English wasn't good, because you no speak the English de good. So his excuse is, I'm an idiot who doesn't know grammar. You teach at a high school. That's your entire campaign. Your entire campaign is that you're a down-home high school teacher, but you don't know how prepositions work? How about that time that you were holding an actual sign that said that you were a veteran of the Afghan War, like in 2004? How about that? Was that also bad grammar? He's a liar. He's a liar. But again, when it comes to lying, you really have only two excuses. He could just say he... Again, Dana's trying to feed him the answer. Dana's like, did you misspeak? He should have just said, yes, I misspoke. I wasn't in war. I was in the military for 24 years. I made a mistake. I misspoke. It came out wrong. Instead, we get the, no, I didn't misspeak. My grammar is just bad. I don't know how sentences work in English. Wow, what a high-powered couple this ticket is. Just amazing, amazing stuff. All right, folks, we've reached the end of today's show. We'll be back here on Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Conservative commentators say CNN's interview with Kamala Harris shows that she's not capable of leading the country.
Political observer Ben Dominic says Kamala Harris has a track record of hard-to-explain promotions.
She has failed her way upwards all the way to this point.
Now he says she's proving unable to offer genuine insights on key issues despite a stellar resume.
You were AG, you were senator, you've been vice president for the past 4 years. Why can't you form a coherent basic thought?
Especially, Dominic says, on key issues when Harris had weeks to prepare her answers. Dominic was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
On the campaign trail in Johnstown, Pennsylvania Friday, former President Trump said Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are allowing criminal illegal immigrants to come into the U.S.
They come from Africa. They come from the Middle East, countries that are not friends of ours. And they're coming by the millions. And these fools, Kamala, who's a Marxist, these fools are letting them come into our country, destroy our country.
San Diego doctor arrested for helping supply ketamine to actor Matthew Perry before his overdose death will plead guilty in the case. Dr. Mark Chavez has agreed to enter a guilty plea on one count of conspiracy and surrender his medical license for his part in the drug ring that led to the death. Chavez admitted to diverting ketamine from his clinic in San Diego, lying to a distributor, and filling out a fake prescription before selling the drug to a doctor in Los Angeles. Elon Musk announces the closure of X's headquarters in San Francisco. The social media company will officially shut down its mid-market office Friday, September 13th. Employees there will be relocated to new offices in the Bay Area. The rest will move to Austin. More at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call, and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit, 800-483-3030. 800-483-3030. 800-483-3030.
Passengers who bought cabins for a 3.5-year around-the-world cruise have been waiting months for the vessel to depart.
VFV Residences Odyssey was due to sail in May, but has been stuck in Belfast undergoing repair work. The ship is scheduled to visit 425 ports in 147 countries on seven continents. Cabins start at $99,999. Passengers say they've enjoyed their time in Belfast, but they're ready to set sail for sure. The company says repair work is almost finished and the Odyssey should finally set sail next week. Keith Peters reporting.
Brazil's Supreme Court is ordering the immediate suspension of the social media platform X. Friday, a judge told Internet service providers and app stores to block X across the country in the next 5 days. There will also be daily fines of up to $9,000 on those who use VPNs or other methods to access it. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Teamsters Union, which represents workers at both of Canada's largest freight railroads, has filed lawsuits against back-to-work orders.
The Teamsters Canada Rail Conference says it's filed appeals challenging the binding arbitration imposed on workers at Canadian National and CPKC. Labor leaders don't want to let a precedent stand that the government can block a strike from taking place, taking away union leverage. Last week, the two rail companies locked out their workers, but the government ordered them back on the job, fearing a severe economic impact from trains just sitting idle. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Lawyers for Brian Koberg are citing what they say is mob mentality as their justification for asking the judge to grant a change of venue for his murder trial. He's been charged with four counts of murder and the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students in 2022. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's seven new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Today, Matt Walsh Show, armed gangs of illegal immigrants are descending on the country as we plunge further into crime and chaos due to our uncontrolled border. Also, Kamala Harris finally emerges from hiding to do her first interview since becoming the nominee, and it does not go well. And Trump is being relentlessly attacked for an alleged photo op at Arlington National Cemetery. Is this just the latest anti-Trump hoax? Of course it is. We'll talk about all that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. Five years ago, a 47-year-old man from Senegal hijacked a school bus full of children just outside Milan, the business capital of Italy. He ordered the teachers and a janitor to restrain all the children with zip ties, and his motive was clear. The man threatened to carry out a massacre to avenge all of the illegal migrants who drowned on their way to Europe. Essentially, he wanted open borders, and he was threatening to commit mass murder to get it. And he seemed intent on making good on that promise. During a 40-minute rampage, the man rammed the school bus into several cars on the highway before lighting the bus on fire. Now, at that point, the 51 children on board managed to escape, thanks in part to the adults who didn't actually secure the zip ties on any of the students. But this 2019 school bus hijacking changed the trajectory of Italy's politics overnight, and you could see why. People will buy into a lot of very bad policies in the name of tolerance and acceptance and all of that nonsense. But when a guy from Senegal hijacks a school bus full of children and tries to light them on fire, it's pretty clear that a red line has been crossed. That's an unmistakable sign that things need to change. And voters in Italy responded accordingly. It's one of the reasons that Meloni was elected prime minister in 2022 on a platform calling for a naval blockade to keep illegal migrants out of the country. Now, on Wednesday, this country here in the United States came very close to experiencing a similar incident in the state of California, which long ago adopted European-style migration policies. On two separate occasions, groups of illegal migrants attempted to board a school bus on the highway near the Mexican border in the Jamal del Zora Union School District. In the first instance, three men stood in the middle of the highway, apparently attempting to force the school bus to stop. In the second instance, a group of about 20 illegal migrants were waiting on another route for another bus. It's not clear if the same illegal aliens were involved in both of these incidents, but this is what happened. Watch.
A group of migrants tried to board a school bus this morning while it was traveling to a school. The superintendent for the Jamal del Zora Union School District informed parents of that incident earlier today. It happened at one of the stops on the school district's bus route that heads to Oak Grove Middle School and Jamal Primary. Meanwhile, yesterday afternoon, in a similar area along another route, the superintendent says that a group of migrants tried to stop another bus. Border Patrol, CHP, and the Sheriff's Office have now been informed of these incidents. The superintendent says that for the safety of everyone, if a driver sees a group of migrants at a bus stop, they will drive past it on and move on to the next.
So the plan is apparently just like leave the kids at the bus stop next time if they're there with migrants. What else can you possibly do? Surely you can't have the police round up and arrest this group of people who are in this country illegally, terrorizing children and threatening to hijack buses. I mean, that would just be unthinkable, intolerant even. So instead, the children can just fend for themselves. The school bus will get out of Dodge like the last chopper out of Hanoi. Meanwhile, the sheriff's office in San Diego says that they're investigating to determine if a criminal act has occurred. So they're not quite sure if standing in the middle of the road in a country where you're not legally allowed to be and threatening to hijack a school bus, he's not sure if those are really crimes. Maybe bus hijacking has been decriminalized also in California. They're still looking into it, I guess. Now, this is one of those moments where an abstract policy debate suddenly becomes a lot less abstract. I mean, it's one thing to talk about how no person is illegal and so on, but it's quite another to tolerate something like this. And there are very clear signs that Americans, like Italians, are tired of tolerating it. Very tired. Earlier this year, Axios reported on a poll showing that, quote, half of Americans, including 42% of Democrats, say they would support mass deportations of undocumented immigrants. Additionally, quote, two-thirds of Americans said illegal immigration is a real crisis, not a politically driven media narrative. So as more people see the unavoidable consequences of mass migration in their everyday lives, support for mass deportations is only going to increase even further. The reality of unrestricted illegal immigration is that everyday events suddenly become a lot more dangerous all over the place, to the point that the policy itself becomes completely untenable. And that's why it's not just Californians who can't escape these consequences anymore. In Aurora, Colorado, an apartment complex has reportedly been taken over by Venezuelan street gangs. Surveillance footage shows gunmen with rifles walking around the apartment complex with impunity. There's trash everywhere. Residents report that a bunch of illegal aliens moved in recently, and this is what's happening, and crime and shootings are now commonplace. Watch. So this is just to remind you, this is an apartment complex in the state of Colorado. It's not actually in Venezuela, despite what it may appear to be the case. Now, several police departments in Colorado have responded to this footage. For their part, Aurora PD say that they are aware that components, quote unquote, of this Venezuelan gang known as TVA are operating in the area. The police department also says that it's been increasingly collecting evidence to show the gang is connected to crimes in the area, although they claim that these crimes are isolated, whatever that means. But here's the most incredible part of the statement. Listen to this. Quote, the city and Aurora Police Department, as previously stated, established a special task force in collaboration with other local, state, and federal partners to specifically address concerns about Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua and other criminal activity affecting migrant communities. So they say that the gang is committing criminal activity affecting migrant communities. But obviously it's not just affecting the migrant communities. It's affecting, more importantly, the millions of American citizens who pay taxes in Colorado. It's affecting American communities, people the Aurora Police Department are supposedly sworn to protect. But they don't even get a mention in the police department statement. Even when they're talking about the takeover of an apartment building by illegal aliens, the police are still primarily concerned with the illegal aliens. Meanwhile, Denver PD released its own statement. They actually do mention the residents of their community and not just the migrants. So that's something. They also denied that an apartment was taken over, despite the video evidence to the contrary. That assessment would also contradict the conclusion of Aurora's mayor, who just said on national television that multiple buildings have fallen to Venezuelan gangs, and it's also possible they were funded by the U.S. government. Watch.
Of Aurora, Colorado. Mayor, thank you very much for coming on with us. It seems it's tough to even get some confirmation of the details of what is going on there. First off, can you confirm whether or not this gang has taken over these buildings there in Aurora?
So there are several buildings actually under the same ownership, out-of-state ownership, that have fallen to these Venezuelan gangs. I'm trying to walk it back and do the investigation as to how there's a concentration of Venezuelans in these three buildings. Somebody put them there and somebody funded it. Whether it's federal government or not, we're trying to find out who.
So this would seem like something that the Denver Police Department should know about. But to be fair, they admitted that the Venezuelan gang is committing a lot of crimes and they're, quote, learning about all of it. They're still, you know, they're looking into it. And there's a lot of that kind of learning going on right now in Colorado, one way or another. This week, for example, the residents of Colorado learned that illegal immigrants can legally drive big rigs on the road and kill American citizens while driving recklessly and then get off with a maximum sentence of 1 year in prison. That's what's happening right now in the case of Ignacio Cruz Mendoza, an illegal alien without a valid commercial driver's license, who crashed his 18-wheeler into a car being driven by Scott Miller. Watch.
Hold these people accountable for their actions.
After losing her husband less than 3 months ago, Deanne will walk into a courtroom on Friday to tell a judge why the man who crashed into her husband deserves the maximum sentence. A sentence she feels is far too short.
Mad because the most this man could get is a year for murdering my husband because the DA refused to charge him with more charges.
So how short is a one-year sentence? Earlier this year, a truck driver in Weld County was sentenced to 16 years for a deadly crash on I-25. A couple years back, the same district attorney's office in Jefferson County, who prosecuted the truck driver who killed four people on I-70, that driver got a 110-year sentence before the governor stepped in to reduce it. Deanne still trying to wrap her mind around why more charges weren't filed before this driver had the opportunity to plead guilty.
So it's obviously infuriating and outrageous, but I don't know, allegedly the Democrat DA's office just made an innocent little mistake here. Apparently it's their first day on the job. They didn't realize that by charging this illegal alien with misdemeanors and nothing else, that he could then plead guilty to those misdemeanors, and then double jeopardy kicks in and they can't charge him anymore. This was all supposedly totally unforeseeable to the DA. That's the excuse. Now, in order to believe that, you'd have to know nothing about the leadership of the state of Colorado, which goes out of its way to mock concerns about illegal alien crime. In response to the apartment takeover that I mentioned earlier, for example, the state's governor, Jared Polis, put out a snarky statement mocking Aurora City Councilwoman Danielle Jarinski, who initially complained about the incident. Polis's office said, quote, "The purported invasion is largely a feature of Danielle Jarinski's imagination," even though it's on tape, we can see it. And he also said that crime has been going down, et cetera, and so forth. This is the extent of the response that voters in left-wing states can expect when they object to the systematic destruction of their communities and their way of life. The more they complain about school bus hijackings and apartment takeovers and highway crashes, the more their leaders will just laugh at them. And there's precedence for this. It's what happened in Italy, among many other European nations. And if that precedent is any indication, it means that we are getting very close to the point at which people have had enough in this country. And when that point comes, none of these people will be in power anymore. They'll be replaced with leaders who, like Maloney, will promise to end unrestricted migration. And hopefully, unlike Maloney, the people we elect will actually fulfill that promise. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Do these three words make you cringe? Calcium oxalate stones. If so, then this message will be a huge relief, because now there's a kidney health supplement that has shown in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. It's called KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector, and nothing else comes close to its success. In fact, it has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. KidneyCop is so innovative, it's been awarded 5 U.S. patents, is recommended by doctors and pharmacists, and is winning rave reviews from people all over the country. You can be one of them. KidneyCop is super affordable. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. If you cringe when you hear the words calcium oxalate and you worry about reoccurrence, then you need KidneyCop right away. Purchase KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Earth.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now, 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show.
So last night was the big interview, the big day, the big moment on CNN. Kamala Harris finally emerged from hiding with her emotional support dog, her golden retriever, Tim Walz, and they sat down for an interview. It's the first time she's answered any questions since wrestling the nomination away from the cucumber, who is technically still president right now. And as expected, the interview did not go well. It didn't go well, and it kind of proved why she hadn't done any interviews until that point. And it also proves why strategically they should have just stayed the course and not done any interviews. I mean, she could have gotten away with not doing any interviews until the election. She could have gotten away with it. And it was a tactical mistake to sit down for this interview, because the moment she sits down and starts speaking off the cuff, it's just, the hype bubble that has been surrounding her for the last month is punctured. And that's what we saw. So, we'll start with this clip. This is the one that's probably gotten the most attention. And here she's asked by the anchor, Dana Bash, about all of the flip flopping that she's done. And, here is her excuse.
How should voters look at some of the changes that you've made, that you explained some of here? In your policy, is it because you have more experience now and you've learned more about the information? Is it because you were running for president in a Democratic primary? And should they feel comfortable and confident that what you're saying now is going to be your policy moving forward?
Dan, I think the most important and most significant aspect of my policy perspective and decisions is my values have not changed. You mentioned the Green New Deal. I have always believed, and I have worked on it, that the climate crisis is real, that it is an urgent matter to which we should apply metrics that include holding ourselves to deadlines around time. We did that with the Inflation Reduction Act. We have set goals for the United States of America and, by extension, the globe around when we should meet certain standards for reduction of greenhouse gas emissions, as an example. That value has not changed.
Okay, so let's review all the problems with this, or at least some of the major ones. First of all, Dana Bash gives her the question with multiple choice answers. So she asks her about the flip-flopping and then feeds her a couple of possible answers that she might give. And one of them is, oh, is it just that you've learned more and so your policy, you know, as you've grown and learned, you've changed your opinion. And that's, you know, that's about as good an excuse for flip-flopping as you're going to get. And so Kamala Harris could have said, well, yes, it's exactly that. You're 100% right. That's it. Listen, I've learned, I've grown, as I've gotten more information, I've changed just like anyone. I've changed my view as I've gotten more information. She could have said that, but she doesn't. Instead, Kamala doesn't take the hint, does not accept the gift that's been given to her, and she goes off on a ramble about how her values haven't changed. She won't deny that her policies have changed. She says her values haven't. So, then if your values haven't, then why have your policies changed? Are you admitting to being an opportunist and a hypocrite? Isn't it better? It's one thing if your policies have changed in the same direction, right? Maybe you were liberal and they've become more liberal. Well, then you can say, well, my values haven't changed. But when the policies flip, when it's the opposite of what it was before, and yet your values are exactly the same, well, all that tells us what you're admitting is that either before or now, you're full of it. You're being an opportunist. You're being a hypocrite. Then she goes off on the climate crisis. She says, and I quote, I wrote this down. She says, it's an urgent matter to which we should apply metrics that include holding ourselves to deadlines around time. So this is more patented Kamala word salad. As always, she continues to speak like an eighth grader, you know, writing a book report and stretching to hit the word limit. You know, you got to get to two pages and you're at one and two thirds of a page. And so you just got to keep, it's too late to go back and use a bigger font or whatever. Deadlines around time, she says. Well, these are deadlines around, what else would the deadlines refer to? It's a deadline. It has to do with time. Of course, we don't need you to specify that. What else would the deadlines be? Would they be deadlines around what, color, shape, smell? Yes, it's around time. You don't need to specify that. We know that, Kamala. But she just adds more words into her answer, keeps padding out the answer with words and more words, and not even like colorful or interesting or descriptive words, just words, so that she can talk without saying anything. And then to top it all off, she proceeds to admit, and again, she didn't need to. She wasn't backed into a corner. She didn't need to say this, but she proceeds to admit that the Inflation Reduction Act was actually a Trojan horse to push through her climate agenda. Talk about an unforced error. Now, anyone who's perceptive enough already knew that, but she didn't need to volunteer that information, and yet she did, because she's just very bad at this. Then she was asked about flip-flopping again, this time around the issue of fracking. Listen.
I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020 that I would not ban fracking. As vice president, I did not ban fracking. As president, I will not ban fracking.
In 2019, I believe, at a town hall, you said you were asked, would you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking on your first day in office? And you said, there's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yes. So it changed in that campaign?
In 2020, I made very clear where I stand. We are in 2024, and I've not changed that position, nor will I going forward. I kept my word, and I will keep my word.
What made you change that position at the time?
Well, let's be clear. My values have not changed. I believe it is very important that we take seriously what we must do to guard against what is a clear crisis in terms of the climate. And to do that, we can do what we have accomplished thus far. The Inflation Reduction Act, what we have done to invest, by my calculation, over probably $1 trillion over the next 10 years, investing in a clean energy economy. What we've already done, creating over 300,000 new clean energy jobs, that tells me.
So apparently her advisors gave her this "my values have not changed" line. So they went into it. They knew she was going to be asked about the flip-flopping because she's changed her views on literally everything. The only thing she's been consistent on is killing babies. That's the only issue that she's been consistent. She has been consistently in favor of that. So, we'll give her that. She's been consistent on that issue. She's always cared deeply about killing babies. She wants to kill as many as she can. But everything else has changed, every other single thing. And so they knew this going in, obviously, and her advisors gave her "my values have not changed." She keeps repeating it.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared sauna supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I want the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Goldleaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Goldleaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Goldleaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Goldleaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunch boxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and Fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt-free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Financial and tax professional.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show.
That's the one thing. If you give Kamala a line and she it plays well or she thinks it plays well, she will repeat it over and over and over again, even in the same conversation. And even though it's not a good line, it's not hard to come up with some good lines to kind of distract from the fact that you're a flip-flopping phony. That's not a good one. That's a bad one. And yet that's what they decided to have her do. And then she goes off on the climate again. And again, just quoting her, I believe it is very important that we take seriously what we must do to guard against what is a clear crisis in terms of the climate. What? Who speaks like that? This is not human language. People don't talk like that. What you're trying to say, Kamala, is that we should take the climate crisis seriously. Now, never mind that there is no climate crisis, but that's what you're trying to say. You're trying to say we should take the climate crisis seriously. So just say that. Just say those words. It's easy to say that. Why are you adding 14 extra words that are not needed? And then there was we'll play one more from Kamala. She was asked about her failure on the border, and she tried to blame Trump for it. Let's hear that.
As vice president, you were tasked with addressing the root causes of migration in southern countries and
northern part of
Central America that deals with, that affects the southern border of the U.S. Mm-hmm. During the Biden-Harris administration, there were record numbers of illegal border crossings. Why did the Biden-Harris administration wait 3.5 years to implement sweeping asylum restrictions?
Well, first of all, the root causes work that I did as vice president, that I was asked to do by the president, has actually resulted in a number of benefits, including historic investments by American businesses in that region. The number of immigrants coming from that region has actually reduced since we began that work. But I will say this, that Joe Biden and I and our administration worked with members of the United States Congress on an immigration issue that is very significant to the American people and to our security, which is the border. And through bipartisan work, including some of the most conservative members of the United States Congress, a bill was crafted, which we supported, which I support. And Donald Trump got word of this bill that would have contributed to securing our border. And because he believes that it would not have helped him politically, he told his folks in Congress, don't put it forward. He killed the bill.
So Trump, who isn't even in office right now, is responsible for her own failures to secure the border. Trump killed the bill when he's not even an elected official. That's what she's going with. And it's just one of many really bad excuses, poor excuses, poorly communicated. And if I had to sum up the interview, I'd sum it up that way. But no excuse offered during this interview was worse than this one from Tim Walz. So Tim mostly just sat there like a good puppy, quietly and obediently. He did bark on command a few times when they offered him a treat. And just watch this moment when he is asked about the about his stolen valor, about lying about his military record. And I mean, it truly is an amazing answer. It's especially given that, keep in mind, He had to know that this question was going to be asked. And so you'd think he'd have something ready to go. And this is what he comes up with.
I want to ask you a question about how you've described your service in the National Guard. You said that you carried weapons in war, but you have never deployed actually in a war zone. A campaign official said that you misspoke. Did you?
Well, first of all, I'm incredibly proud. I've done 24 years of wearing the uniform of this country. Equally proud of my service in a public school classroom, whether it's Congress or the governor. My record speaks for itself, but I think people are coming to get to know me. I speak like they do. I speak candidly. I wear my emotions on my sleeves, and I speak especially passionately about our children being shot in schools and around guns. So I think people know me. They know who I am. They know where my heart is. And again, my record has been out there for over 40 years to speak for itself.
And the idea that you said that you were in war,
yeah.
Did you misspeak, as the campaign has said?
Yeah, I said we were talking about, in this case, this was after a school shooting, the ideas of carrying these weapons of war. And my wife, the English, she told my grammar's not always correct. But again, if it's not this, it's an attack on my children for showing love for me, or it's an attack on my dog.
Okay. Like, it really is an incredible answer. I mean, for two incredible answers, because first he's asking, why did you lie about your military record? And his first answer is, well, you know, I'm opposed to children being shot. Yeah, as are we all, Governor, but what the hell does that have to do with you lying about your military record? And then his second answer is that his grammar, he has poor grammar. Aw, shucks, you know, listen, I'm just a normal, everyday guy. I wear blue jeans and sneakers. I mow my lawn, okay? I eat fast food. I go to Walmart. And, you know, sometimes we regular old, everyday folk, we mix up our words and we use bad grammar. And sometimes our grammar is so bad that we accidentally lie about our military record for 20 years. I'll tell you what, Donald Trump, he's such an elitist that he's never pretended to have combat experience. That's what an elitist he is. That's what we're going with, bad grammar. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Do these three words make you cringe? Calcium oxalate stones. If so, then this message will be a huge relief, because now there's a kidney health supplement that has shown in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. It's called KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector, and nothing else comes close to its success. In fact, it has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. KidneyCop is so innovative, it's been awarded 5 U.S. patents, is recommended by doctors and pharmacists, and is winning rave reviews from people all over the country. You can be one of them. KidneyCop is super affordable. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. If you cringe when you hear the words calcium oxalate and you worry about reoccurrence, then you need KidneyCop right away. Purchase KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
Don't you hate it when your grammar is so bad that it causes you to invent whole periods of your life that never occurred? Yeah, I mean, one time my grammar was so bad that I accidentally claimed that I was the deposed king of Cambodia. That's how bad my grammar was one time. It was just really, really bad grammar. Really bad. Silly me. So that's what they're going with. And there is one other thing I wanted to mention. So we've talked about the content of the interview and such as it is, and that's it. I mean, that's what it was. And as I said, it kind of goes to show why they really shouldn't have done. I mean, yes, they should do, like, from a perspective of just basic integrity, they should do interviews and talk to the American public, because they want to be in the White House. But politically, strategically, they should not have done it. And I think this is maybe one of the smartest, best things that the Trump camp has done during this election cycle, at least certainly since Kamala came on board, was to bait her into doing an interview. It's really pressure. It's really entirely pressure from, that's what's so amazing about it. There was very little pressure from the left for her to do an interview. Because everybody on the left knows they didn't want her to do it, because they knew it was going to go like this. So it was all pressure from the right. You know, it was the Trump camp. It was just, it's like people like me, just, you know, conservative people with platforms. We're all the ones saying, hey, why is she out there doing interviews? She should really. We obviously want you to do it because we know it's going to be terrible for you. That's why we want it. I mean, look, this is, you know, and they And they succumbed to the pressure, and they put her out there, and it was terrible, which is great. So that's the content of it. But there's one other thing that I've just been it doesn't matter that much, but I'm maybe it's the media member in me. It's like the fact that I'm in media and I'm on camera that makes me. Can we pull up the picture? Just pull up the screenshot of this of the interview so we can look at the. Okay, what is going on? What is this? What kind of set? Why are they doing? Why does it look like that? Is my question. That's what I want to know. What kind of set did they choose for this conversation? Because to me, it looks. I guess you can see it kind of says cafe in the background, but just first impressions when you look at it, to me, it looks like an empty airport bar at some kind of regional airport somewhere. They look like depressed travelers coming home from a business conference at a Hilton somewhere in Cleveland. And it's like a very weird, melancholy kind of vibe to it. And it's the lighting. Why is it so dark? Why is the lighting so dark? Why are there empty cups in the shot? That was deliberately put there. That's not naturally there. So for some reason, they chose this cafe. They made it very dark. They're going for that vibe. And they looked at the shot, and somebody, I don't know if it's someone at CNN or someone in the Kamala campaign, not that there's any distinction, someone looked at the shot and said, you know what, wait a second. You know what we need? We need a bunch of empty cups in the background. We need more cups. No, not one or two. We need 10 cups. Put 10 empty cups in the shot. We need all the empty cups we can get for this thing. Okay? We need the cups. More cups. We need more cups. It doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. And they're all, why are they dressed in colors that match the furniture? He is dressed in the same color as the seat. So he blends in. Looks like he doesn't have a body. Just like this big lumbering head floating, suspended in space. And then Kamala's dressed to match the table. So was that a plan? They said, we got to match the furniture. And she's also, look how short she, why is she so small compared to the other two? She looks like she's 3 feet tall. But get her a higher seat so that she doesn't look like a child. I mean, it's just bizarre. I don't get it. The whole thing is weird. That's what I want to know. Forget about the content of it. I want to know why they set up the shot like that. Because it makes me sad, actually. Like, it makes me sad that these people are running for president, but just the look of it, it kind of makes you sad. It has a sad kind of feel to it. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Do these three words make you cringe? Calcium oxalate stones. If so, then this message will be a huge relief, because now there's a kidney health supplement that has shown in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. It's called KidneyCop, calcium oxalate protector, and nothing else comes close to its success. In fact, it has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. KidneyCop is so innovative, it's been awarded 5 U.S. patents, is recommended by doctors and pharmacists, and is winning rave reviews from people all over the country. You can be one of them. KidneyCop is super affordable. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. If you cringe when you hear the words calcium oxalate and you worry about reoccurrence, then you need KidneyCop right away. Purchase KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Term.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show.
On Monday, a U.S. Army veteran named Lucas O'Hara was at Arlington Cemetery for a private ceremony marking the third anniversary of the 2021 Kabul airport attack, which resulted in the deaths, you may remember, of 13 members of the U.S. military. Donald Trump was at Arlington Cemetery, too, because he had been invited by the families of the fallen soldiers. Now, at one point, Trump was photographed and videotaped walking alongside Arlington's deputy chief of staff while he was laying a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. The deputy chief of staff didn't seem to think anything was amiss. Neither did O'Hara, who later described the ceremony this way, quote, "I've witnessed over 75 wreath-laying ceremonies performed by politicians and conducted 524 funerals in this cemetery during the time I served in the Presidential Honor Guard for 3 years. What I got to witness yesterday was the most respectful and solemn ceremony I have seen. There were no speeches, no angles, no weird photo ops, just our elected officials and the 45th president respectfully and solemnly honoring the fallen and their families." Now, as you might have heard, the corporate press has a very different spin on what happened, and it's not hard to see why they're so upset. Any ceremony marking the deaths of the service members at Abbey Gate is inevitably also a reminder of the Biden administration's disastrous handling of the withdrawal from Afghanistan. What happened at Abbey Gate was obviously preventable, and Democrats don't want to acknowledge that, especially in an election year. So instead, they're attempting to turn this ceremony into yet another desperate attempt to smear Donald Trump. MSNBC accused Trump of staging a bizarre and disrespectful photo op, for example. The Daily Beast and many other outlets did the same. NPR suggested that Trump's campaign had no right to photograph the ceremony at all. And NBC, in an especially unhinged moment, even went after the mother of one of the fallen soldiers who invited Trump. Watch.
Former president to Arlington. Her son, Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, died at Abbey Gate.
What would you say to people who may be pro-Trump, anti-Trump, whatever their politics might be, who just feel like that's not a place for politicians or for politics?
I would have to say, are you in my shoes? I invited him. My son was murdered under the Biden-Harris administration.
Wow, that guy is a total scumbag, and certainly not the only one working in media. Anytime a journalist says, what would you say to people who might say, you know they're about to hit you with some kind of smear. They're just too cowardly to ask the question directly, so they attribute it to unnamed people instead. They know at some level it's completely repulsive to ask a question this idiotic to the mother of a fallen soldier, but they have to find a way to ask it anyway. And In this case, the smear isn't just idiotic. It's about as hypocritical and one-sided as it could possibly be. I mean, there are about a million examples of Democrats using photographs from Arlington Cemetery in literal campaign advertisements. And precisely none of those incidents caused any kind of media outcry whatsoever. So here's Joe Biden from just 4 years ago. Watch.
This year, Memorial Day feels a little different. This pandemic is showing us that service and bravery and willingness to stand on the front lines to help and protect our fellow human beings is not just the quality we find in our service members. It's at the core of every American spirit. This Memorial Day offers each of us a chance to reflect on the enormity of our sacrifice.
For those of you who are missing the peace of your hearts this Memorial Day, your sacrifice will never quite end. That doesn't mean we shouldn't do our best to ease the weight so you don't have to carry their legacies alone.
And all of us who have lost loved ones, days like this can be bittersweet. So it's to all the members of our military and our military families, especially those who have lost their service member. Thank you. We owe you. You can never lessen the magnitude of your loss. This I can promise you. We will never forget. May God bless you all. May God protect our troops.
Okay, so in case you couldn't see the whole thing, the ad showed Joe Biden at Arlington Section 60, which is largely reserved for fallen soldiers from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the photo was followed by the message, Biden for president, and a phone number to text if you want to join the campaign. So what happened to that's not a place for politicians or for politics? Why didn't NBC or any corporate media outlet have that question when that advertisement aired 4 years ago? There's no chance they missed it because these kinds of ads have been constant. They've been used in both of Biden's presidential campaigns. Here's another one from just this summer.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured.
Now, I'm not going to play the whole thing, but it ends with a Biden-Harris campaign logo. They're using caskets of fallen soldiers and grave sites once again in a campaign ad. And for good measure, the ad accuses Trump of calling fallen soldiers suckers, which is a claim that's based entirely on unnamed sources that spoke to the left-wing Atlantic magazine. Again, there was no outrage when this ad ran just a few weeks ago. Nobody noticed or said anything about it. And there are many more examples like this. There are plenty of photographs of U.S. presidents at Arlington, including Barack Obama. You can see some of the photos there. Really standard stuff. You know, none of this is a scandal. And it's obviously appropriate for political figures to pay their respects at Arlington Cemetery. And it's not unusual for there to be photographs of that. It's especially appropriate when the families of fallen soldiers have invited those political figures in the first place. Everybody understood that until 15 seconds ago, when Donald Trump made the mistake of reminding people that the Biden administration completely botched the withdrawal from Afghanistan. There's another aspect to this manufactured scandal, which is that someone on Trump's staff supposedly made physical contact with a staffer at the cemetery. Apparently, one of the staffers objected to what Trump and the family members of the fallen soldiers were doing. Quoting from an Army statement, quote, participants in the August 26th ceremony and the subsequent Section 60 visit were made aware of federal laws, Army regulations, and DOD policies, which clearly prohibit political activities on cemetery grounds. An ANC employee who attempted to ensure adherence to these rules was abruptly pushed aside. This incident was unfortunate, but also unfortunate that the ANC employee and her professionalism has been unfairly attacked. ANC is a national shrine to the honored dead of the armed forces, and its dedicated staff will continue to ensure public ceremonies are conducted with the dignity and respect the nation's fallen deserve. Now, the Army went on to note that the incident had been reported to the police, which obviously comes off as an extremely disproportionate, hysterical reaction to a minor conflict like this. But they added that no charges are going to be filed, probably because the whole idea of reporting this incident to the police is laughable on its face. The Pentagon then came out and said they supported the Army statement. Now, obviously, I wasn't at Arlington Cemetery on Monday, so I have no idea what happened or didn't happen between a Trump staffer and a staffer at the cemetery, nor do I especially care. What I can say is that the tone of the statement is remarkable. The Army appears to be extremely outraged that the, quote, professionalism of somebody working at the cemetery was, quote, unfairly attacked. They won't stand for that, even though it appears from the vast amounts of precedent we have that the staffer was completely wrong to begin with. But the really interesting thing is that the Pentagon never demonstrated anywhere near this much consternation when their incompetence allowed a suicide bomber to kill the 13 members of the U.S. military that Donald Trump was honoring on Monday. I don't recall the Pentagon approving statements condemning their own handling of the Afghanistan withdrawal. In fact, I recall the opposite. I recall the military decided to retaliate by accidentally blowing up the car of a random Afghan aid worker. And then they lied and said that there were no civilian casualties when, in fact, they killed 9 members of his family. And even then, nobody in the Pentagon was publicly dressed down for that. The Army reserves, those kinds of snarky, hostile statements for the Trump campaign and only the Trump campaign. This kind of response only makes sense when you realize the Democrat Party and the leadership of the Pentagon want us to forget what happened in Afghanistan 3 years ago. They're so desperate that they're willing to badger the family members of those fallen service members and call the police on the Trump campaign. I mean, they'd rather we talk about all of this manufactured drama instead of the 13 service members who died and how they died. And that is why NBC News and every other outlet that's debasing itself to smear Donald Trump for participating in that memorial at Arlington Cemetery are all today canceled. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. At a campaign rally in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, former President Donald Trump defends his appearance at Arlington National Cemetery this week, taking photos of families of those killed during the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Joe Biden killed those young people because he was incompetent. And then they tell me that I used their graves for public relations services, and I didn't. And I'll tell you what, it was a disgrace.
Dallas police chief says a man accused of fatally shooting a Dallas police officer and wounding 2 others was targeting police. Chief Eddie Garcia said at a news conference Friday that the officers were targeted for nothing more than the uniform they wear. He said it was not an ambush. It was an execution. Another suspect agrees to help prosecutors handling the investigation of the death of Friends star Matthew Perry. Ed Donahue has more on the story.
Dr. Mark Chavez is accused of conspiring to distribute the surgical anesthetic ketamine to Matthew Perry. Perry was found dead by his assistant last October. The medical examiner ruled ketamine was the primary cause of death. Matt Bininger is Chavez's attorney.
There'll be a change of plea.
From not guilty
to guilty.
It is expected to happen at a later date. Another doctor and 3 other people are facing charges.
My client is accepting responsibility. Everything in his power to cooperate.
Chavez has agreed to turn over his medical license. 2 others have agreed to plead guilty, including Perry's assistant, who admitted helping him to get and inject ketamine. I'm Ed Donahue.
A bill that would create restrictions on artificial intelligence is headed to California Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. The state legislature approved the measure on Wednesday that, if signed, could help set a national standard for regulating AI. More at townhall.com.
In theaters now, Reagan returns to office.
We are the greatest country in the world. We have just forgotten.
You can run from a bully for so long, but after a while, you're going to have to stand up to him.
I am about to start the biggest war of this century.
You told me you wanted to make a difference in this world.
What would you have me do?
I want you to fight.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Reagan. In theaters now. Rated PG-13.
Do you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free. It's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800, and the number 4, relief.
An elephant in Myanmar has given birth to twins.
The baby elephants, a female and male, were born 4 minutes apart on Monday at the Winga Bor elephant camp. This is a highly unusual event. Only about 1% of elephant pregnancies result in twins, and male and female twins are even rarer. The babies, named Pearl Sint and Cure Pearl, are being bottle-fed by their keepers. Their 21-year-old mother is being given extra rations to keep her strong. Pictures on social media show the cute baby elephants being given lots of attention by staff as their mother looks on.
Elon Musk announces the closure of X's headquarters in San Francisco. The social media company will officially shut down its mid-market office Friday, September 13th. Employees at the San Francisco location will be relocated to new offices in the Bay Area. The company's headquarters will move to Austin, Texas. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Israeli military says that it's killed the head of terror group Hamas in Jenin and two other fighters as a major operation continues for a third day in the West Bank.
Israel says it's for counterterrorism purposes. And we know that from witnesses, Israeli troops seem to have pulled out of one of the cities, which was a main focus of attention, Tal Karim, in the north of the West Bank. And now attention seems to be really just focused on Jenin. And I've had colleagues there telling me that they can hear sporadic gunfire and explosions that have been going on.
Venezuelans awoke Friday to a major power outage in the capital and several states. President Nicolas Maduro's government blamed the outage, which it said began around 4:50 a.m., on electrical sabotage. Authorities are investigating after an Arizona woman was found at her job at Wells Fargo. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Hidden Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Reading's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Team Kamala had something to do with that, too. And there's a CNN, an online CNN-like chat room of CNN employees and former employees. And very early on, there were people observing, oh, the lighting is terrible. And, you know, TV people, they notice the lighting. So the lighting is terrible, and especially Tim Walz, he's in the shadows and stuff. You can't do a bad job of lighting her. That would be racist for CNN. But Tim Walz is the patriarchy, so you can light him badly. And there were those lighting issues. And the set and setting were a little bit weird, I think. But whatever, that's not a huge deal. That's just CNN's production thing, which, you know, nobody's good at anything anymore. And CNN certainly isn't good at anything anymore. But it was an interesting episode to watch. And, speaking of Tim Walz and his, heroic efforts in Iraq, carrying a rifle in a combat zone and all that stuff, which he didn't do, and retiring as a command sergeant major, which he didn't do, but he laid claim to, again and again. It turns out that the heroic Democrat governor of the state of Maryland, which is a block or two from where I sit right now, not the whole state, but the state line right over there, because I'm in the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., which is not a state at all, and it's best that way. Bronze Star recipient, question mark. Wes Moore, the Democrat governor of Maryland, and a hero, and the Democrats, he's African American, so the Democrats are talking about him as the next president of the United States, because it's all race for them. They're still trying to make up for being the Confederate States of America in the Civil War and being the party of lynching and Jim Crow and standing in school doors. But Bronze Star recipient, question mark. Wes Moore seen failing to correct record again in past interview. And this is kind of an interesting story because it's the Fox News Channel in Baltimore, Maryland, that did the story 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, in 2022. And the New York Times today is getting all the credit in the world for doing a story almost as though they're a journalistic organization, which we know they're not. But the New York Times is getting all the credit in the world for having a story on Governor Wes Moore, Democrat, African-American, future king of the world, and all things in it because he's black. And he did serve in the Army, and he did go to Afghanistan, and he was in the 82nd Airborne. He was not, however, awarded the Bronze Star Medal. He has been laying claim for years to the Bronze Star Medal, and it turns out the New York Times, Wes Moore and the Bronze Star he claimed but never received. Claimed but never received. That's the headline in the New York Times. And they try to soft sell it. They're smoothing it over because they want to massage him into the White House a few years from now, too. But the New York Post actually did the story correctly, unlike the New York Times. And the Associated Press, being a gang of Democrat Party frontmen and women, presumably, and some in between. Moore, speaking of Governor Wes Moore, Moore says he made an honest mistake. They have honest mistake in question marks. Failing to correct application, claiming Bronze Star. It's more than an application, though, and the Associated Press is intellectually lazy, journalistically lazy, fundamentally corrupt and dishonest. I just did a little bit of research this morning, and I wasn't doing a story on it for the Associated Press or the New York Times, but I found him, Wes Moore, on, for example, the Stephen Colbert program on the CBS television network. And he was asked by Stephen Colbert, well, you went to Afghanistan and you were in the Army and you received the Bronze Star. And he said, yep. And he nods. So he's verbally lied about it, visually lied about it. He's lied about it repeatedly. It wasn't an honest mistake. It was a repeated falsehood. And it's not he's not the first Democrat, and Tim Walz not the first Democrat. Remember Danang Dick, for example, Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, and he repeatedly lied about being a combat Marine who served in Vietnam. Now, he wore the Marine Corps uniform. He was in the Marine Corps, but he didn't go to Vietnam. Still, he claimed repeatedly that he went to Vietnam. You should be proud that you served in the Marine Corps. That's plenty. But never mind that. And, of course, Jim Walls lied about his military rank. He lied that, I was in Iraq and I carried a rifle in a war zone, a weapon of war in a war zone. And then he talked about in the vaguest of terms being in Afghanistan for a ceremony where the remains of American servicemen was being put onto an airplane. And it turned out that was not the way it was represented. So now we've got Wes Moore, who lied. And look, he served in the Army, and he went to Afghanistan, and he was in the 82nd Airborne. He did not receive the Bronze Star Medal, and now he's got an elaborate story about how his deputy company commander, whatever it was recommending him for the Bronze Star Medal, but it never happened. But he just went ahead and kept claiming. You know, Senator John Kerry, Boltneck, as the children know him, Boltneck, of course, slandered U.S. soldiers in a Senate hearing and called our American war veterans war criminals because talked about all the, well, his is more complicated, but you know about that too. Remarkable stuff. You've got other Democrats as well, Congressman Clyde Shavers, who talked about being a naval submarine officer and wasn't, Congressman Andy Kim, who said he was a high-ranking military advisor directing foreign wars with top generals, but not true. Democrats do this kind of stuff a lot. Joe Biden claims that he won World War II by himself. Okay, he didn't really claim that, but we got that. I've also got news for you on the Supreme Court. You know, the Democrats, they want to pack the Supreme Court. And I was talking about this the other day, but this is something that Republicans should talk about. And conservatives should talk about. The Democrats had put a lot of people onto the Supreme Court over the years, and there was a Democrat nominees to the Supreme Court, dominated the Supreme Court for the better part of the last century. You had Democrat presidents nominating Democrats to serve on the Supreme Court, and in fact, the Democrats had the balance of power. If you want to look at it that way, on the Supreme Court, you're supposed to be, a jurist and not a political actor. It seems like pretty much all, if not all, of the Democrat nominees are, in fact, political actors. And some don't know what women are. Still can't tell you what a woman is. Even though they're ladies, you're a lady. You're a woman. You don't have to. But she's not a biologist still. But the Democrats have had the balance of power on the Supreme Court for the better part of the last century, and not once did the Republicans come out and say that they wanted to pack the court, right? That they wanted to enforce, and the ethics rules, which this is just more political hooey. Speaking of which, my friend Mark Paoletta points out that Joe Biden, who's on vacation in Delaware at the beach after finishing a vacation at a billionaire's private ranch in California in the beautiful San Ynez Valley, Mark Paoletta observes, it's the 17th time that Joe Biden is staying for free at the home of a billionaire Democrat Party donor. Mansions, ranches, and Joe Biden 17 times now staying at a billionaire's property and saying, Supreme Court justices can't stay at their friend's house because that's a violation of something. But for Joe Biden, of course, that's okay. 17 vacations at a billionaire's property, and all of the billionaires, coincidentally, are Democrat Party donors, which means that they have an agenda with the government, and they have the president's ear because the president's sleeping in their guest bedroom and maybe even the master bedroom. They can't call it a master bedroom, though, because that conjures up images of the Democrats and their plantations and the bullwhip and all that stuff. And, Joe Biden's the guy who says when it's quitting time on Terra. So 17 times Joe Biden stayed for free at a billionaire donor's mansion. And still he's like, the Supreme Court can't do what I do. Remarkable stuff. He was staying last week at the $37 million ranch of his buddy, a billionaire, who's a big Democrat donor. And that's okay, of course, because Democrats, were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. Amazing stuff. Also, here's a remarkable thing. And again, my friend Mark Paoletta on X, he posted a letter to ABC News executives. ABC News will be hosting the presidential debate, in which will theoretically happen between Kamala Harris, current vice president, and former President Donald Trump. ABC, a Democrat Party front group, is hosting that four former attorneys general of the United States of America have sent a letter saying, hey, you've got to ask at the debate, ask Kamala Harris in particular about packing the Supreme Court and the left. We had Chuck Schumer out there threatening the lives of Supreme Court justices, and then an armed lunatic showed up at Brett Kavanaugh's home with a gun and extra magazines, extra ammo, kidnapping tools, burglary tools, because he was planning on killing multiple Supreme Court justices. The Democrats have stirred this up. You know, the Democrats, we were talking about it yesterday, have said that, including Joe Biden, that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy and a threat to everything. And then he was shot by a would-be assassin who nearly killed Donald Trump, the bullet grazing his head, only after he turned to the right to look over there. Had he not, it would have been the Zapruder film, but never mind that. The Democrat Party and all that they stand for, all that they represent, the oldest racist organization in the United States of America, the Democrat Party, the most violent, the most terroristic organization in the United States, the Democrat Party, because they gave us everything from the KKK to the Symbionese Liberation Army, to the Students for a Democratic Society, to the Weather Underground, the Democrat Party, to Black Lives Matter, to Antifa, the party of terrorism in the United States of America. Amazing. Who's killed more people in the United States in political, violent political actions? The Democrat Party or Al-Qaeda? The Democrat Party or radical Islam? Keep September 11th in there, of course, but, you know, the Democrats have been murdering people for centuries now in the name of their politics. All right, but we've got Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in their sit-down powwow with Dana Bash. That's one of the biggins today. And we are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology that helps quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, and a lot more. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The powerful Thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules that seek out and help destroy odors. These molecules even go behind and underneath furniture. Nothing can hide from the Thunderstorm. Best of all, no filters to buy and replace over and over, saving you money and hassle. Start enjoying your home again and get several Thunderstorms. And right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for a whole home protection. You get 3 units for under $200. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, anywhere you like clean, fresh air. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code CHRIS3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is CHRIS3.
Now available in California.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code COMBO, or text COMBO to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code COMBO.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text COMBO to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
So we have all that to get to, and more of the Venezuelan gangs taking over Aurora, Colorado, not a border city, because the Democrats want more murder. And so we will get more murder in the United States because the Democrats have a lot of power, and they want more murder and mayhem and gangs and home invasions and looting and, Democrats want more of it. We get more of it. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Connor calling from Huntsville, Alabama. Connor, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
This is the caller formerly referred to as James.
Formerly James, now Connor.
Yes, but I still reserve the right to be wrong because, unlike you, I frequently am. Listen, The Democrats may as well have Foster Brooks and Walter Mitty on their ticket. They are really, really disaster. And last night on X, the Kamala fan club started blaming Dana Brooks for the train wreck. It just reminded me of Mary and Barry saying, you know, the set me up.
Yeah. Yeah, the GDB set me up.
Yeah. And lastly, cognitive dissonance should really hurt a lot. You know, would have less of it, because you can't have the Green New Deal and then believe in fracking and drilling. You know, if cognitive dissonance really was painful, maybe we'd have a lot less to deal with.
That's true. Now, look, when you're a Democrat, Connor, a.k.a. James, you can maintain these two conflicting positions at the same time. You can be the tie-breaking vote on the Green New Deal, get the Green New Deal through, which will end all known forms of energy on planet Earth, and certainly get rid of fracking and reduce petroleum to zero, which is the goal of the environmental radicals, and she is one. And at the same time, you can then come out and say, oh, no, I'm not for banning fracking, even though last time I talked about it, I was for banning fracking, which is a big problem for them politically in Pennsylvania. And that's all they care about, Connor, is the votes in Pennsylvania and winning power so they can cause havoc and destroy the world as we know it, fundamentally transform America. But she can be both.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costumed and classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-242-7565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
Hiya everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
And they're like, oh, see, we got one. And half the time they're lying about stuff. So here's the moment with Stephen Colbert and now Governor Wes Moore on his Bronze Star medal.
You're a decorated veteran of the Afghan War, yes, correct? Sir. The yes. Bronze Star.
Yes, okay. Woo!
Now, I am no yes. fan of the smarty pants, but you are a Rhodes Scholar as well.
Yes. He said, yeah, and he nodded. You're a decorated veteran, a Bronze Star. And he said, yeah, and he nodded, which is untruthful. It's untruthful. But my friend Bill this morning reminded me of something that I hadn't thought of in this context, at least. And actually, while I was at the Pentagon, assigned to the Pentagon when I worked for what was then a news organization, I was assigned to the Pentagon. My office was in the Pentagon. It's where I went to work every day for about 10 years. The chief of naval operations, was a man named Michael Borda. And he was a good guy. I knew him. We had, I think, traveled together a bit and certainly had meals together and cocktails together. And Admiral Borda, who was, interestingly, he was the first enlisted sailor to then become an officer and then become the chief of naval operations, the CNO, a four-star admiral in charge of the entire U.S. Navy. And Admiral Borda committed suicide while I was at the Pentagon, and I knew him, and I liked him. He was a very nice guy. He was a very regular guy, down-to-earth guy. In fact, I was with him in one day when a group of school children were present, and they're like, oh, and here's Admiral Borda. He's the chief now. And one of the kids asked him, he had a rack of medals on his chest, of course, and one of the kids asked him, so what are those for? And he pointed to the first one and said, this one is for eating all my vegetables, and this one is for listening to my mom whenever she tells me the right thing to do. And the kids are, ooh, ah. they're very excited. He was right. But in any case, he committed suicide by shooting himself and killing himself May 16th of 1996. And there's the official residence of the Chief of Naval Operations in the Washington Navy Yard in Washington. And he committed suicide because he had been challenged having to do with one of the awards that he wore on his uniform. See, because there was this guy, David Hackworth, who had he was a Vietnam War vet. I knew David Hackworth also. Admiral Borda had two bronze stars, and he had a V device for valor that was affixed to one of his bronze star medals. And David Hackworth argued that he was not entitled to wear the V device on the bronze star medal. And that so upset Admiral Borda that it shocked everybody, of course, that he actually committed suicide. And he left a letter or two letters, I think, talking about how he felt that he had been disgraced by this investigation by David Hackworth, who was a very heavily decorated Vietnam War vet and then became a journalist of sorts. And he wrote this story about Admiral Borda, the Chief of Naval Operations, displaying a V device on one of his Bronze Star medals that he was not entitled to wear. And it was so traumatic to Admiral Borda that he killed himself with a gun. He shot himself in the chest, no less, and killed himself, I remember, in the yard of the official residence of the Chief of Naval Operations, and on a bench. And it was quite an episode in 1996 in the military and at the Pentagon, Chief of Naval Operations killing himself, but pretty remarkable stuff. And I guess it said reports that Borda indicated wearing two different V devices on two service ribbons that said that it had not been intentional and it wasn't a deception, but he felt so humiliated by this that he committed suicide. Now, I don't expect Wes Moore to do that. I don't expect Wes Moore to commit suicide. But he's been going around falsely claiming that he was awarded the Bronze Star Medal in Afghanistan while he was in the Army, in the 82nd Airborne. And I just don't understand that. You know, you served in the Army honorably. You served in Afghanistan. That's enough, guys. You don't have to embellish. Don't have to sugarcoat. Isn't that stuff amazing? Terrible. So, wild stories there. And Admiral Borda. Hadn't thought about Admiral Borda in quite a while.
Wes Moore just got asked about this on TV.
Wes Moore was just out. Was he on CNN?
Fox 5.
Really? He was on Fox 5 TV this morning. Fox 5 here in Washington, D.C. And because there's a New York Times story on the Bronze Star Medal today, and he's already told, I think he already told the New York Times, it's an honest mistake. But he's done it over and over again. And again, we played from 14 years ago talking to Stephen Colbert, says Bronze Star Medal, and he says, yep, and he nods in agreement. And even the New York Times now saying Westmore and the Bronze Star he claimed but never received. And the New York Post has a better story. But let's go to Westmore, because Michael just found the Fox Channel 5, Washington, D.C., and they asked him about it this morning.
Questions about the Bronze Star status. I just want to hit you on that real quick and let you kind of clear the air as to what happened.
I want to let you clear the air.
I take full accountability for an honest mistake that was made in an application that I sent out nearly 20 years ago. I'm incredibly proud of my service. I'm incredibly proud of the soldiers and the paratroopers that I led in combat.
It's an honest mistake that he made on an application for a White House fellowship. But what about all the times you were asked about it during interviews? And you did not disabuse the interviewers of the false notion that you had been awarded the Bronze Star. Now let's see if the Fox News reporter is trying to be respectful and say, let me give you a chance to clear the air. It's a New York Times story, believe it or not. But that's interesting. So he was asked about it.
So a lot of this, and when you say it was an honest mistake, this was between you and your commanding officer, and you kind of thought that this was done, or at least your commanding officer thought that this was a done deal, right?
Yeah, my commanding officer not only nominated me, he instructed me to put it on the application, and he's actually already resubmitted the paperwork, because he found out a couple days
already.
Ago, he's like, I thought you got it. So he's actually resubmitted the paperwork, but you know, I take full accountability. It was my application, but I also know that the service that we did over I'm really proud of what we did in Afghanistan.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that's not a bad job by the reporter there, but he's got the political BS story ready to go. And now he got his commanding officer is resubmitting all these years later. He's resubmitting the Bronze Star, because that's kind of a remarkable thing, isn't it? Yes, it is. On his Wikipedia page, it shows that he achieved the rank of captain, served in the 82nd Airborne, one of the great Army units in the history of Army units, served in Afghanistan, was awarded the National Defense Service Medal, the Afghanistan Campaign Medal, the Armed Forces Reserve Medal, the Army Service Ribbon, Parachutist Badge, Combat Action Badge, Combat Action Badge. So that is... you know, that ought to be just fine. And his Wikipedia page doesn't say anything about the Bronze Star Medal. But it is, oh, that's an honest mistake. It's an honest mistake that you made again and again in interviews. And even the New York Times makes note of it. The New York Post, of course, does a better job of covering the story because they're not Democrat Party fluffers. But the New York Post story, Maryland Governor Wes Moore falsely claimed to be a Bronze Star recipient on White House fellowship application, says it was, quote, an honest mistake. And that's what he said today. Now, he knew, and again, he's telling Stephen Colbert in the audience and saying yes and nodding and a yes, I have the Bronze Star Medal. It's something that you would know as an Army captain, whether you were awarded the Bronze Star. You might have it as a lapel pin, or and certainly you would have the Bronze Star Medal itself. But when you're a Democrat, out of their brains work differently. Democrat brains are wired differently. Democratic Maryland Governor Wes Moore claimed Thursday that it was an honest mistake when he lied about being a prestigious Bronze Star recipient on a 2006 White House fellowship application. Now, 2006 is, of course, the W. Bush administration. Moore, who was 27 years old when he applied for the White House position, blamed his Army superiors for the inclusion of the falsehood on the application and said he never corrected the mistake because he was eager to, quote, begin the next phase. That's what he said, begin the next phase of his life. In a statement released after the New York Times reported on the embellishment, it's an embellishment. When you're a Democrat, it's an embellishment. And Democrats evolve. They don't flip-flop. It's good to be a Democrat for a lot of reasons. The Maryland governor wrote in a lengthy statement, he said, "These are the facts. While serving overseas with the Army, I was encouraged to fill out an application for the White House Fellowship by my deputy brigade commander. In fact, he helped me edit it before I sent it in. At the time, he had recommended me for the Bronze Star. He told me to include the Bronze Star Award on my application after confirming with two other senior level officers that they had also signed off on the commendation." That's what he said in his letter. Moore noted that he never received the Bronze Star Medal, however. Moore noted that his deputy brigade commander felt comfortable with instructing me to include the award on the application for the White House Fellowship because he was under the impression that the medal for heroic or meritorious service had already been approved by his senior leadership. And I can't speak to that. I don't know if that's true or not. But now this morning, he's telling Fox Channel 5 in Washington, D.C., that his deputy brigade commander, whoever it was, is reapplying for the Bronze Star long after the fact, which is kind of interesting, I suppose. And I don't know if you can do that. He left the United States Army 10 years ago in 2014, and I guess now he could still get the Bronze Star Medal for things going on back then. Quite interesting, indeed, quite interesting. So we got that going for Wes Moore. Look, when you're a Democrat, this will be swept under the rug. This is no big deal. He did serve in the Army, and he served as a captain, and he went to Afghanistan, unlike Tim Walz claiming that he went to Iraq. And it sounds like he served quite honorably. And that should be enough. But when people say, "And you received the Bronze Star Medal," don't say yep and agree and nod. Well, the crowd applauds. Also, during his 2022 run for governor, he was credited with receiving the Bronze Star during media interviews, plural. Never cleared it up, never indicated he had not received the award. According to the Associated Press, no less. He did not explain why he failed to correct the record. Today, he had, kind of a smiling, laughing it off. "Oh, this is no problem because I'm a Democrat, don't you know?"
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever. And ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/America or text America to 511-511. Text America to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states.
This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, or a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
I'm getting inputs over here about a number of things, including Admiral Borda. And you find things on the internet that from the time the charge was that Admiral Borda wore a Navy Achievement Medal and a Navy Commendation Medal with the V for Valor device. And David Hackworth, who was a very interesting guy for a lot of reasons, never actually wrote on it before the suicide. I think it was in the pipeline, though, wasn't it? Yeah, Newsweek was going to publish on the V devices, but he did, if I remember correctly, Hackworth write, and he was a fascinating guy, David Hackworth, but he did write about it after the suicide of Borda. So let's see. Let's go, because Jasmine is here. Let's go to Rich, calling from Manassas, Virginia. Rich, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Rich.
Thank you for taking. Hi. I wanted to. I worked for Admiral Borda, and was here in D.C. when he was a chief of naval personnel, and I'd like to give a reasonable rationale and motive for why Admiral Borda committed suicide. I don't believe it was because he wore a medal or an award he didn't earn. Mm-hmm. In reality, and this was shared to me by a flag officer, that at the time the annual flag officer dinner at the Washington Navy Yard, they scrubbed Admiral Borda with a wire brush because he had, in a sense, aided and abetted the enemy. Let's remember the time frame. There was great change.
I should tell you we've got about a minute before the clock runs out. Not to rush you, but I just want to let you know.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, what happened was that Representative Patricia Schroeder used the Tailhook fallout to force the Navy to make changes that they could not get through Congress, and that was things like putting women in combat situations. But the a good ration or for people to remember, on the bridge over the River Kwai, Sir Alec Guinness, at the end, he said, "What have I done?"
Yeah.
He realized he had hit and abetted the enemy. And that's really why he killed himself. People don't – an accomplished gentleman like that will not kill himself over the fact that he wore the wrong ribbon, okay?
And how – what's this aiding and abetting? And the music is coming up, so I have no time left, but real quick.
Aiding and abetting was he helped Patricia Schroeder put females in combat situations.
I see. Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Pat Schroeder, Congresswoman Patricia Schroeder, was certainly no friend of the Navy, no friend of the military. I see, and you believe.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.